Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Texas Governor Greg Abbott gave an update after taking a tour of the flood damage in his state yesterday.
Just in the Kerr County area alone, there are 161 people who are known to be missing.
And at a press conference, the governor said, quote, "The hearts of our fellow Texans are breaking every single day because of what people in this community and the surrounding area are going through." The Trump administration believes a ceasefire in Gaza could now be just days away.
President Trump's Middle East envoy is optimistic that Israel and Hamas will agree to a truce very soon.
"We are hopeful that by the end of this week, we will have an agreement that will bring us into a 60-day ceasefire."
Steve Witkoff says the ceasefire would include the return of 10 living hostages and 9 deceased hostages. He says the hope is for a lasting peace in Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And on Wall Street yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average struggled a little bit, and as Sassuto reports, the results were mixed.
Stocks ended mixed on Wall Street as the White House kept up its pressure campaign against the U.S. trading partners. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 165 points. It's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite eked out a small gain. The price of copper jumped 13% after President Donald Trump said he would impose hefty tariffs on imports of the metal. Shares in Freeport-McMoRan, which mines copper, rose 2.5%. Treasury yields mostly rose in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Israeli military says 5 soldiers have been killed in an attack in northern Gaza, and health officials in the Palestinian territory also say that because Hamas continues to use civilians as human shields, more have died in the latest Israeli actions as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talk to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. It's 6:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
We have a delay on the Beltway already on the Woodlawn side. The inner loop was a tractor trailer involved in this wreck more than an hour ago on the inner loop between Security Boulevard and the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. At one point, it was only in the right lane, and now where they're trying to remove this vehicle, it looks like we may be down to just the center and the left-hand lane. Either way, if you're coming up from Route 40, you're coming onto the Beltway from I-70, that stretch from there up towards Liberty Road is the problem area, and be aware, the outer loop is looking at it, and we're slow as you cross moving south from the bridge at Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are weather alert once again for your Wednesday, tracking the potential for some strong to severe thunderstorms Wednesday afternoon into the evening time. More damaging wind, and we do have the potential for heavy rain as well that could lead to flash flooding. Storms continue on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 74 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your local WCBM news headlines brought to you by Vinny Steele. Severe storms have left a trail of damage across the Baltimore area. Tuesday afternoon storms brought heavy rain, lightning, and strong winds to the city and surrounding counties, downing trees and power lines. Thousands of BGE customers lost power, and the utility says crews are working to restore service. A lightning strike is to blame for starting a fire at the Faith Chapel United Methodist Church in Trapp. The church was hit as strong storms moved through the area yesterday. The Trapp Volunteer Fire Company says crews were called to the scene on Bruceville Road about 7:45 p.m. They found flames coming from the roof of the building. No injuries were reported. The man accused of murdering his father in Salisbury is in custody in Maine. Police have been searching for Jabril Walter since his dad, Roy, was murdered in February. The U.S. Marshals Service announced Tuesday that Walters had been arrested after they received a tip that he fled to Maine and may have been using an alias. He's awaiting extradition back to Maryland. Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 269, pick 4, 4758. At 6:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Steinle Sports is up next.
Casey here. When it comes to local real estate, wait and see has been our situation for a while now. Slowly but surely, that's changing. And here to tell us more is my good friend and trusted owner and broker, Vinny Steele with your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty.
Hey, Sean. Yeah, thank you. Local real estate market is definitely shifting, and we're seeing a more balanced market this summer due to increased inventory, stabilized price appreciation, and other key factors.
So between now and the end of summer, what does that mean for your sellers?
Well, Sean, a few things. Increased buyer optimism is good for sellers who still want the most money and to sell within their time frame. In a shifting market, I provide upfront written guarantees, ready buyers, and multiple cash offers because I understand every selling situation is different.
Friends, who you choose to sell your home this summer matters. It's the biggest financial transaction you will ever make. Vinny, how can listeners get in touch?
Well, anybody can visit me online, vinnysteele.com, or better yet, call or text me. I'd love to talk with you. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
What looked like a sure win turns into defeat.
And he hits one in the air to deep right center. Back goes Mullins to the warning track at the wall. It's out of here! Pete Alonso ties the game with a two-run homer.
That call on Sportsnet New York, Pete Alonso's monster shot in the eighth tied it. Juan Soto's single in the tenth won it for New York as the Mets overcome a four-run deficit in the eighth to beat the Birds last night. 7-6 was the final. Post-game reaction from manager Mancillino.
Yeah, I mean, it stings. There's no doubt. It feels the same way as the one we lost in Tampa. You know, the eight-run thing is the same feeling. It doesn't feel good. I think you constantly go back to your preparation, your process. Did we do everything right? Did we get the guys in the right spots? I feel like we did.
This one, for some reason, feels like the final blow. Wimbledon getting down to the nitty-gritty. Carlos Alcaraz defeats Cam Norrie in straight sets. He'll face the American Taylor Fritz in one semifinal. That'll be Friday. And while number one seed Jannik Sinner takes on American Ben Shelton in a quarterfinal this morning. On the women's side, number one seed Aryna Sabalenka advances. She'll take on 13-seeded and the lone American left, Amanda Anisimova, on Thursday. Coming up in 30 minutes, adding injury to insult for the Birds. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reister. Town. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Good morning. It is a Wednesday, hump day, July 9th, 2025. Bruce has the week off. He is on vacation. Flying solo here this morning. And you can reach us here at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up in this hour, Mayor Scott defending the $2.2 million website to nowhere. President Trump and his administration reinforcing there will be no amnesty. But there's an asterisk. to this whole thing. But our top story here this morning is that Democrat rhetoric is indeed inciting leftist violence against law enforcement officials. And since this incident broke the other day and over the weekend, we've not heard a single Democrat condemn it, denounce it, or call out the radical leftists known as Antifa for their attempted murder of an ICE agent. On Monday, acting U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson announced that attempted murder charges being brought against 10 individuals involved in a coordinated attack on ICE officers in Alvarado, Texas. The individuals are alleged to be part of an Antifa cell from North Texas. According to the criminal complaint, the defendants, dressed in black military-style clothing, began shooting fireworks at the facility as part of an organized attack. When ICE agents responded to the fireworks, they were lying in wait. It was an ambush. The 10 or 11 individuals, all white, about one-third female, one-third male, and one-third looked like they could be identifying as female. This was not a peaceful protest. This was a coordinated attack and ambush on federal and local law enforcement officers. One ICE agent took a bullet to the neck. He's expected to survive and recover from his wounds. At the scene, they vandalized cars writing ICE pig. We found materials, according to the federal government, that said insurrection, anarchy, and then fight oligarchy and no kings. Where have we heard that before? Bolshevik Bernie, AOC, and their fight oligarchy tour. This was believed to be a cell in North Texas of Antifa. And let's look at some of the Democrat rhetoric just in the past 6 months. Here's Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense, not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye. Just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared. To be clear, there's no way for us to know whether they were actually criminals or not. It's not hyperbole to say we're not far from a world where anyone could get that knock at a door. And there's no guarantee you'd get your day in court or that you'd ever make it home alive from whatever corner of the world they stick you in. Now, if Trump and his folks want to come for Minnesotans, we need to make sure that there's a firewall that they have to come through before they get to them.
The firewall is Antifa, the military wing of the Democrat Party. Pramila Jayapal, Democrat from the state of Washington.
What is deranged and cruel and outrageous is that literally we are seeing ICE agents kidnapping and disappearing people on the streets of the United States.
They're disappearing people. They're Nazis. They're Gestapo. Here's the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach and are trying to hide their identities from the American people will be unsuccessful in doing that. This is America. This is not the Soviet Union. We're not behind the Iron Curtain. This is not the 1930s. And every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will, of course, be identified.
Prominent Democrats calling ICE agents Gestapo and Nazi, wanting to dox them, inciting this kind of violence, attempted murder. Yet not a single Democrat, our governor, not a word, Mayor Scott, not a word, not a single Democrat has condemned these attacks, this ambush on an ICE agent in Texas. 613, traffic and weather on the threes, and now here with all the latest, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning, and the Beltway West side is a problem. There was a wreck when I sat down here early this morning. This wreck was already there. It was a tractor-trailer interloop before the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. Wasn't a lot of traffic at that point, right around 4:30. And in the meantime, now they're still working on it, and they're trying to remove this vehicle. Very limited lanes on the interloop as you're coming up from I-70, trying to get up to Liberty Road. Then looking at the camera at Liberty Road, some traffic is trickling by the accident scene. So we can see that. Not a lot of traffic, but some folks are getting by. And then after that, you're good. The outer loop is looking at this thing, and they're backed up from right at the accident scene at Windsor Mill Road, which is south of Liberty Road. And that west side outer loop has nothing to do with this wreck, is backed up all the way back beyond the ramp at 795. Good start for both the Harbor Tunnels. Very quiet on the JFX early from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, strong to severe thunderstorms possible again today. Boy, we hit them. We got hit yesterday pretty hard, mostly in the afternoon and evening, and the strong winds and heavy rain could lead to flash flooding again. More storms Thursday and on Friday.
Wow, almost every day.
Wow, yeah. So, again, this is all remnants of Chantal making its way slowly through the Mid-Atlantic region. Right now we got a flood watch at 75 in Annapolis, 73 in Ellicott City. And time for one line of news. There's an AI-generated fake Marco Rubio that's making calls to diplomats in the D.C. area.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You know how you can tell that Marco Rubio's fake?
No.
You call him Little Marco. And if he gets mad, he's not the real Marco Rubio. IRS says that pastors can now legally endorse political candidates without losing their church's tax-exempt status. Great, as if church sermons weren't boring enough as it is. Now they're going to inject politics into it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, just what we need.
Heavily armed ICE agents, National Guard troops descending on MacArthur Park in Los Angeles Monday morning while a children's summer camp was going on, forcing counselors to rush the children inside. They may want to rethink the name of the camp, Little Anchor Baby Summer Camp. Probably not the best choice there.
And someone left the cake out in the rain.
Yes, they did, MacArthur Park. Early reviews are mixed with the latest Superman movie. The film's director, James Gunn, has taken criticism for calling Superman an immigrant. Apparently, he's able to leap tall walls of Gator Gitmo in a single bound.
There you go.
More on that coming up in just a second.
How many Superman movies is this now?
It's too many. It's
way too many. Come on.
A sports radio host in Kansas City is calling Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes fat and an embarrassment.
I saw that.
There are two ways for Patrick Mahomes to appear more fit. He either hits the gym or stands next to Andy Reid.
Right.
I think that's probably the latter is probably the better. One candy product is not abiding by RFK Jr.'s mandate to get rid of synthetic food dyes. It's M&M's.
Yeah, right.
Apparently, melt in your mouth, not in your hand, and not from the demands of government either. So
it wrecks your colon, so what?
Right. According to numerous reports, was actually announced yesterday, we'll cover it a little bit later on the show, TSA is set to announce that air travelers will no longer have to remove their shoes to go through airport security.
Yep.
Yeah. And, wow. You know, it's really a shame because I really just got good at standing on one leg, tying my sneaker with one hand, putting on my belt with the other, while trying to grip my laptop under my chin, clenching the strap of my carry-on bag with my teeth. I got really good at that.
Yep.
Crazy.
You know, they took my hair gel at Tampa International when I was coming up for the party.
Oh, really?
4 ounces. I mean, just a little tube of hair gel.
Well, is it 3 ounces? That's what's allowed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. You know, hell, I didn't know. I thought it was small enough. The guy said, what's this? I said, hair gel. He said, I have to take it. I said, you have to take it. He says, yeah, it's over 3 ounces. I said, what the hell?
Yeah, apparently they're going to use new technology, radio waves, to scan the shoes now. So,
yeah.
And some passengers will still be asked to take the shoes off if there's something suspicious.
Some would prefer not to because people have passed out.
Yeah, exactly. It's from, well, now I can have holes in my socks again, you know?
Well, if you take your shoes off, at least they should have been giving you odor eaters the whole time.
Exactly. But if you have real ID, that's number one. You have to have a real ID, be real ID compliant. And also, I think it's only certain airports right now. BWI is one. I think Orlando's another. Mm-hmm. They're starting a test phase on this. And,
you know, and this guy, I understand this guy was doing his job. And he said, you know, he said, you can do one or two things here. You can step off to the side here. We'll give you an envelope. You can mail it back to your house. And you can have it when you come back home. And I said, look, I paid $379 for the damn hair gel. What the hell do you think I'm going to do?
You tossed it. All right. Anyway, the new Superman movie is out. Remember Snow Woke? It was out just, was it last year, I think it was? And, Rachel Zegler, she was...
what a bomb.
Absolute bomb. I think this one's heading in the same direction. Mm-hmm. And again, the director, James Gunn, recently did an interview, and here is Superman now. He's calling him an immigrant, and the Superman himself, the actor, having a tough time. We'll tell you what he had to say in just a second.
Your boss, your brother, talked about Superman being an immigrant. And now MAGA is already upset that he's called Superman an immigrant. I wanted to get your reaction.
You know, my reaction to that is that it is exactly what the movie is about, I think. That, like, we support our people, you know? We love our immigrants. We love... Yes, Superman is an immigrant. And yes, the people that we support in this country are immigrants. And if you don't like that, then you're not American. People who say no to immigrants are against the American way. They're against what the American dream is all about.
Truth, justice, and the American way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Except they don't use that slogan in the movie, Superman, and truth, justice, and all the good things.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they dropped the American way, and number one. Number two, they keep conflating immigrants with illegals. Right. We're all in favor of legal immigration.
Of course.
It's the illegals that we don't want here. And finally, when Marilyn Trump said they're not sending their best, well, I think when the planet Krypton did send their best. To Earth.
There you go.
So there we go. And I don't think anybody's going to watch this movie. I think it's going to be a bomb.
I don't know. My boy Robert Hetrick, who's a listener, says he thought what I said earlier was good. He says he doesn't think he can take it because it took so long to bake it, and he'll never have that recipe again.
That was a long song, too. One of my favorites when you were
a DJ. Like 5 minutes?
It was like around 7 minutes, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh,
yeah. All right, very good. Chuck's in a couple 6:21. Let's have a Rescue Natural Supplements. And again, it is Christmas in July sale. That's right. The Christmas in July sale going on right now. And you can stock up on all your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements from the Omega-3s, LDLX Q10. We have the HDL Plus. If you worry about weight loss, there's Ideal Weight. If you're having trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, there's PM Melts, PM Liquid to help you with that. Of course, we have all sorts of natural supplements, men's and women's 360 multivitamins that are good for your heart, good for your cardiovascular system. There's Rescue Orosine, which is great for sustainable, natural energy. You don't need to have energy drinks and things of that nature. So whatever it is, you can stock up and save big during the Christmas in July sale going on right now. Order yours today, 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or order online, res-q.com.
Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM, and you'll get $500 off a brand-new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow. Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. We're excited to introduce our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservation, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. And right now, no enrollment fees and no dues through summer. That's right, shoot more, spend less all season long. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve. Stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update on the Wednesday morning rush, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
The wreck on the Beltway is on the inner loop between I-70 and Liberty Road. Tractor trailer involved there earlier this morning, and the cleanup is still underway. So very slow, very limited lanes. Last report said the right side of the roadway was still affected with the accident scene involving a tractor trailer, and then the outer loop is looking at it. So we're backed up there just south of Liberty Road is where it starts. We're backed up all the way back towards 795. I was just going to mention that with the storms overnight, we had trees and wires down. Could be some power outages. Just got word the traffic light in Harford County in Forest Hill may be completely out, Route 24 at Osborne Parkway. But it's a widespread situation where a number of trees went down, and there could be power outages kind of scattered. But all the major roadways are open. Limited backup right now. Not too bad with the lanes open at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be, well, again, another wet and unstable day as far as thunderstorm activity. Strong, severe thunderstorms possible again today, mostly in the afternoon and evening. And strong winds and heavy rain could lead to flash flooding in low-lying areas. More storms Thursday and Friday. Right now, flood watch is in effect. 75 in the city and 75 in Middle River. We're talking about the 10 to 11 far-left terrorists. This is a campaign of terror that is being waged against ICE agents throughout our country. They were arrested in a planned, coordinated, and targeted terrorist attack on the Texas ICE facility in Alvarado, Texas, the Prairie Land Detention Center there, opening fire on multiple ICE agents, wounding one, almost killing one. And again, this is the kind of stuff that you see on social media and on TikTok.
You can just kill ICE agents. You know that? You can just kill them. You don't have to hold your phone in their face and ask people when their birthday is and ask people what their name is and then try to find wherever they end up in Los Angeles. You can kill them. This isn't about social media clout anymore. This isn't about video. This isn't about the phone. This is about get a gun and start killing ICE agents. They are deputized corrections officers. Kill them.
That's a call to action. That is a crime. And don't know if that leftist has been identified and or charged as of yet. They've got a largely empty place called the D.C. Gulag that you may want to put these insurrectionists, because that's what this is. This is actual insurrection. The shooting took place on the same day that Axios is reporting that Democratic constituents are demanding blood. And politicians are calling for ICE agents to have their identities revealed. And some, as you just heard, are calling them Gestapo. And Nazis, and they're disappearing people. This, again, these aren't even dog whistles. These are, this is advocacy on the part of elected Democrats. This is the Democrat Party. Have you heard, I could be wrong, and I'll be the first one to say I was wrong, if you have heard a single Democrat in a position of power, Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, Governor Moore, Brandon Scott, at all, have you heard a single Democrat come out and condemn this violence against ICE agents? I know Republicans condemned the violence against the Minnesota lawmakers, but I've not heard a single Democrat as of yet. Tom Holman is upset with the Democrats, and rightfully so.
Who were these suspects who were fired, who actually fired the shots and were later arrested? Who were they, Tom?
Look, they're your typical protesters that go from protesters to criminals. The attack on ICE officers, you've covered it many times, is up nearly 700% now. We were talking 500% a couple weeks ago, so it continues. The rhetoric against the men and women of ICE is skyrocketing, especially by members of Congress. We have senators, we have congresspeople that compare ICE to the Nazis, compare ICE to racists, and it just continues. So the public thinks, well, if a member of Congress can attack ICE, why can't we? So the rhetoric has to stop. Or it's a matter of time for someone to, you know, one of the ICE officers goes down or a criminal goes down. But
on
we already see an officer go down.
To be clear, so these were American citizens? These weren't illegals who opened fire?
No. As far as the investigation, I want to get ahead of the local investigation on this, but they appear to be agitators, people that are protesting ICE operations, damaging ICE property, want to attack ICE officers.
Yeah. And one of the assailants, one of the Antifa types, was neutralized, terminated with extreme prejudice, is now taking a permanent dirt nap. Here's what they found inside the Antifa cell. There were 12 that were dressed in black. One was neutralized, so that left 11. 12 sets of body armor, flyers, spray paint, the flag saying resist fascism, fight oligarchy. Other searches found masks, goggles, gloves, weapons, fireworks. Again, attempted murder suspects. Who's funding these people? 10 people arrested and charged with 3 counts of attempted murder of a federal officer. All these suspects mostly from the North Texas area. And as I mentioned, the Alvarado police officer is expected to survive. This was an egregious attack. This was an, not just insurrection, but an egregious attack, a scheme, a plot coordinated to assassinate law enforcement agents working for ICE and Border Patrol and local police as well. And it was inspired, no doubt in my mind. It was incited by the Democrat Party. And you could say, you know, Sean, well, it's just, you know, these are people that are using rhetoric. Well, the rhetoric is dangerous now, especially when I think the Democrats are about ideas. I think they've lost an ideological battle. They've lost a political battle. Now the only thing they have left is kinetic war and violence against the rest of us. This is serious stuff. Better start taking it seriously. Hopefully the Trump administration is. 6:30 coming up next, we'll talk about amnesty that was on the table the other day, and we'll see what Trump and Brooke Rollins had to say about that. Right now, in for Bruce Elliott here this morning is Jill Powell.
Good morning. It's 6:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Baltimore County Police have released the names of the victim and suspect in a possible murder-suicide in Dundalk. 35-year-old James Scarta IV is identified as a victim who was found dead at the scene Monday afternoon in the 8200 block of Bull Neck Road. The suspect, who was found with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, has been identified as 37-year-old Ricky Stern. Police continue to investigate the incident. An investigation is underway in Baltimore following the discovery of a body near the campus of Johns Hopkins University. Police were called to 3500 Carnegie Way Tuesday morning for a report of a body in a creek. Medics responded to the scene and the body was taken to the medical examiner for an autopsy. Police saying it's being investigated as a suspicious death. Cleanup is underway following a trail of damage left behind by severe storms Tuesday afternoon. Thousands of BGE customers lost power, and the utility says crews are working to restore service. The Baltimore County Fire Department says a lightning strike may be to blame for starting a fire in the basement of a home on Mallard Road in Middle River. Hagerstown police say 91 people have been charged in connection with the department's year-long Operation Blue Light Special Initiative targeting retail theft. Detectives and uniformed patrol officers conducted surveillance at retail stores and unknown offenders as part of the investigation. Police also recovered 6 stolen vehicles, 9 handguns, identified 7 drug trafficking organizations, and identified 12 locations where stolen property was being stolen. Starting on sports, and your winning Maryland lottery numbers are next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3269 and pick 4-4758. Now here's Chuck Whitaker with a look on traffic.
There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway, Montgomery County. It's on the inner loop coming over between Route 29 and New Hampshire Avenue with the delay there. The outer loop can see it. That will back up towards I-95. The Beltway on the west side locally, the tractor-trailer accident still there. Inner loop between Security Boulevard and Liberty Road. It's near the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. There's a backup on the inner loop. The outer loop is looking at it. We're slow there beginning at 795. Some heavy traffic already this morning with delays
Freeways 895 now backing towards the Erdman Avenue ramp, and 95 is slowing past the bridge at Eastern Avenue. We're in that area already of 10 to 15 minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are weather alert once again for your Wednesday, tracking the potential for some strong to severe thunderstorms Wednesday afternoon into the evening time. More damaging wind, and we do have the potential for heavy rain as well that could lead to flash flooding. Storms continue on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Oriole starter Brandon Young put together the best start of his young career last night, but Brian Baker allowed a pair of two-run homers in the eighth, and the Mets come back from four down late to beat the Birds 7-6 in extras. We'll pick it up, though, top of the fifth with Young on the hill about to make history.
This has come out of absolutely nowhere, and he's ahead 0-2 in an inning where he's thrown eight pitches, eight strikes, which means he's one pitch away from an immaculate inning. 0-2.
He got it! An immaculate inning for Brandon Young!
Nine pitches, nine strikes, three up, three down for Brandon Young. First time an Oriole has done it since Kevin Gausman did it back in 2023, or I should say 2018. Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Young would go on for a career-high 5 1/3, but Baltimore's bullpen couldn't get it done. After the game, here is Brandon Young on his best outing.
Just got to be better, you know, second, third time through the order. Feel like I'm getting better, learning a few things. Confidence builder tonight.
Off the field, a major injury update for the Birds on catcher Gary Sanchez. The right knee injury that he suffered last week could end his season after just 29 games played for the club. Interim manager Tony Mancelino said the right PCL sprain will sideline Sanchez for 8 to 10 weeks.
It is going to be tough. I mean, he's been swinging the bat so good. He's carried us, hit a lot of big homers, carried us in a lot of ways, but it's just like everybody else. I mean, we're still missing Mountie. You know, we're missing Adley. I don't think we've been at full strength yet this year.
Only about 12 weeks are left in the regular season. Ravens welcome their rookies to Owings Mills this coming Tuesday. Full training camp begins on the 22nd. 16 free practices, hosting approximately 1,000 people per day. For Ravens PSL owners, beginning at 9 a.m. today, you can go on BaltimoreRavens.com/training camp to claim a parking pass for one of the free open Owings Mills practices. The general public can do that beginning at 11 a.m. this morning. Finally, WNBA yesterday, a chippy end to the Mystics. 81-79 win over the Sky in yesterday's matinee. Angel Reese for Chicago was absolutely furious on a loose ball foul called against her team with 2.8 seconds to play, smashed a clipboard out of her coach's hand as she walked to the bench, made the rounds on social media. Unfortunately, it overshadowed Reese's game. 22 points, 15 rebounds, the sixth straight game that she's nabbed 15 or more, that extends her own WNBA record. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the big, beautiful bill, not so beautiful for sports betting.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, this was a little bit of a sleight of hand or something you would call it. In the big, beautiful bill, there was a provision put in there that affects sports betting in general, but sports bettors in particular. Are you aware of this?
No, I did not know this.
Okay. So here it is at the end of the bill. Tax law before this bill was if you had to pay tax on your profits, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're a sports bettor, let's just use an easy number, $1,000, right? You made $1,000, but it cost you $900. So you could subtract your losses and you'd pay tax on $100, $1,000 minus $900. Well, this big, beautiful bill doesn't do that anymore. Now you're only allowed to deduct 90% of your losses. So let's do the math. Let's say you make $1,000, but you spent $900. But now you can only deduct 90% of $900. So that's $810.
Mm-hmm.
So your net is $190. That's how much you pay taxes on. You pay taxes on $190.
Right.
But you only made $100. So you're paying taxes on losses.
in this bill. Do you get that?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so sports bettors don't like that.
Doesn't pay to gamble.
Right.
Does not pay to gamble.
So the state
it used to be that you didn't have to pay anything until you earn over $600. I thought it was.
$600 in winnings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, right. I don't think that's changed.
Okay.
But for bettors who make over that, but here's the point. The state that's going to really lose out is Nevada.
Yeah. Well,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Or okay. Atlantic City.
So, right. Yeah, so a representative, somebody in Congress from Nevada, is asking for a legislative fix to make sure that this doesn't happen. So Congress needs to vote on that. So we'll see what happens if, in fact, that occurs.
That'll be interesting.
So.
Yeah, all right, very good. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate
you got it.
6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. By the way, we have a story that's out in the Baltimore Sun this morning that ICE has detained two people in Indiana, including a man who was released by Maryland police, despite facing a previous charge of murder. According to ICE, they said Johnny Handy Martinez Barillas, so that he was a member of MS-13, was charged with first-degree murder and possession of firearm in 2023, but police in Maryland failed to keep him in custody and reneged on an ICE detainer. ICE did not specify the state police agency or jurisdiction that was presented with the detainer. So that's lovely, isn't it? Here in the state of Maryland, we're not detaining illegal aliens previously charged with murder so that ICE can pick them up and deport them. Instead, they just let them back out into the community. And somehow this guy got into Indiana, and that's where he was picked up finally by ICE. We're working on identifying which police agency that is, and hopefully we'll have the name of that agency for you shortly. Mike is in Govins. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Listen, I had to add a little bit of liberalism to some of your rants. But before I do that, what a game last night for the Mets. You know I'm from New York,
yep.
New Jersey area, and Hoboken boy just rooting there for his Mets. And a couple
For a minute there, it looked like the Orioles were going to pull one off, but you got to tip your cap.
But, good game. But listen, I was at one of the No Kings rallies and demonstrations, the one down in Patterson Park.
Mm-hmm.
And every person that came up to speak spoke about nonviolence. All right?
That's the way it should be. I mean, you know, that in America, you should be able to protest in a nonviolent manner if you think that, your cause is, or there's something that's injurious to your cause or injurious to the people or whatever. You ought to be able to gather and peacefully demonstrate.
Well, and that was what was called for. That was what was directed by the organizers of the of the event. And at no time, they even did a parade around or a march around the park. And we were told, listen, if anybody gets up in your face, just keep marching. Do not return any violence whatsoever. So there's folks that believe in nonviolence and that are backing.
Mike, where are those folks today when an ICE agent was almost murdered in Texas? I mean, why haven't we heard from...
You've got one here.
All right. Well, kudos to you on that. Anybody at that event that you were at Patterson Park get up there and refer to ICE as Nazis or Gestapo or killers or anything like that?
Well, they did talk about, coming all dressed in black with face masks so they cannot be identified. That was spoken of.
Yeah, well, that is for the reason so they aren't doxxed and they don't go after their families. That's a reason why they have to wear the... you would think maybe in a world where we didn't have this kind of polarization that law enforcement agents wouldn't have to.
Our police don't have to do that, do they?
No, they don't.
There you go.
Yeah, well, but again, all you get is a badge number on a police officer. And you can play on a badge number. You can file a complaint against a police officer with a badge number. You don't know the officer's name immediately. And then, look, there have been some officers who have been threatened. and their families have been threatened as well. But listen, I appreciate the feedback and the call. Mike in Govins, one of our liberal listeners. 6:43, 17 before the hour of 7 o'clock. And once again, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so looking at the inner loop of the Beltway, it looks like they're still working on the wreck from what I can see. The camera is at Dogwood Road. The accident is up at Windsorville Road on the Beltway. So now the backup, not quite back to Frederick Road, but it was working its way back through there. So right at Route 40, Edmondson Avenue, as you're coming up the inner loop, you're trying to get to Liberty Road. It looks like there's still, from what I can see in the distance, there's activity in the right lane. Now, you know this is a construction area, so there's no shoulders available for any of that traffic. Some traffic is getting by. See the traffic moving up at Liberty Road, but it's a long delay there. The outer loop has been looking at it, and we're still slow from right after Liberty Road back to 795. Both the tunnels early this morning with delays coming south, 895 back towards Irvin Avenue. 95 is back beyond the bridge at Eastern Avenue with heavy traffic southbound. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway cleared to the shoulder, but the damage has been done. It's on the inner loop at University Boulevard. That backs up to Route 29. The outer loop can see it, and we'll back up there back to the ramps at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is going to be, again, another day where strong to severe thunderstorms could be possible, mostly in the afternoon, evening hours. Strong winds, heavy rain could lead to flash flooding. More storms are expected Thursday and Friday in the area. And right now we're looking at flood watch in effect. It is 75 in Pasadena, 74 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Hey, point that thing someplace else.
On the 50th anniversary of the Egg McMuffin, McDonald's getting a fiery update with a fan favorite sauce and three sizzling spicy McMuffins.
Mm.
They're now available nationwide as of yesterday, featuring the signature spicy pepper sauce for the first time at breakfast. So you get the spicy Egg McMuffin, the spicy sausage McMuffin, and the spicy sausage McMuffin with egg. Hmm. Oh, I'd like to try that.
I would do that.
Yeah, I would like that. Which one would you prefer?
I like the one with the egg.
With the egg? Okay. I'll take the sausage one. That's really good. The sausage has a little, spice to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sage in the sausage. The blueberry and cream pie makes a limited time return to McDonald's national menu for this summer. This is a baked turnover style pie featuring a filling of blueberries and vanilla cream inside the pastry crust. But I remember the day when they used to fry them. Do you remember? They used to put them in like the French fry bag.
Oh, yeah, right.
I used to fry the blueberry pies. Not the healthiest for you, but boy, were they good.
So what?
Exactly.
So what? Where are you going to be 50 years from now?
In moderation. I hope I'm still here.
Well, let's see.
But I doubt it. I'd be 118 at that point.
That would be nice, because I would be 136.
Again. Well, you never know. You've got enough preservative in you. It could happen.
Well, that's true. Like I said, when they go to cremate me, God help the funeral home.
Stand back.
What's that blowed up out there in Brooksville?
Baskin-Robbins celebrating and collaborating with actress Sydney Sweeney to launch the new Sweet on Sydney menu. New Sydney's signature scoop, Rainbow Sherbet. Also her signature fizz. That is, a Rainbow Sherbet blended with gummy bears. And also to celebrate National Ice Cream Day, which runs from July 20th to July 26th at your local participating Baskin-Robbins.
Gummy bears and ice cream?
Yeah.
Nah. No.
I don't need the gummy bears.
I don't think so.
I'd lose all of ice cream. All right, Chuck, seen a couple. Appreciate that. 6:47, 13 before the hour, 7 o'clock. So the other day, yesterday I told you about Charlie Kirk. On the day they signed the big, beautiful bill, he was hearing from inside the Trump administration there was a lot of pressure being brought to bear on the president by corporations, by others out there, by Republican establishment members, that instead of mass deportations, that he should offer mass amnesty for the illegal aliens, seal the border, and that'll be it. Anybody in the country right now would get amnesty. Nobody else would be let in. And, of course, that created quite the outrage to the point where it became a discussion on his national show, which is heard here on WCBM from 7 to 10 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. I know it was on a great part of discussion on Steve Bannon's War Room. That has led the administration to kind of walk things back a little bit. It's not something that Trump had said, but it was being attributed to Brooke Rollins, the agriculture secretary. Yesterday, she said this about the amnesty.
There will be no amnesty. The mass deportations continue, but in a strategic way, and we move the workforce towards automation and 100% American participation, which, again, with 34 million people, able-bodied adults on Medicaid, we should be able to do that fairly quickly. Thank you.
Now, the strategic way she's referring to is the worst of the worst, the criminal illegal aliens. They go out first, and then after that, when the criminal aliens are, I think, over 100,000 have already been deported, then they'll go after the ones, the rest of the people in the country illegally. But it came up yesterday at the two-hour Trump cabinet meeting. A reporter asked a question to President Trump, are you going to offer amnesty to illegals that are needed to be to work on farms?
So there's no amnesty. What we're doing is we're getting rid of criminals, but we are doing a work program. Do you want to explain that, please?
Yeah, this morning we talked about, of course, this was a top of mind question. This morning we talked about protecting the farmers and the farmland, but obviously this president's vision of no amnesty, mass deportation continues, but in a strategic way, and then ensuring that our farmers have the labor that they need. Secretary Chavez de Rimmer has been a leader on this. Obviously, this comes out of the Labor Department, but moving toward automation, ensuring that our farmers have that workforce, and moving toward an American workforce. So all of the
We've
above.
We've got to give the farmers the people they need, but we're not talking amnesty.
Yeah, well, and here's the problem. The problem is, if you break into this country illegally, you don't do it the legal way. That is a misdemeanor. That is unlawful. And then if you commit a crime while you're here, well, obviously out you go. But here's the point. There is a legal way to bring in immigrants that are documented. There are all sorts of visas that are being used to help with seasonal work, be it crab pickers or oyster shuckers or those working to pick crops. Or whatever. There's a legal way for that. Anybody that has come into the country illegally should be deported. I understand they're prioritizing the worst of the worst, the criminals, but again, there should be no exceptions, no amnesty for those that have come into the country illegally. I don't care whether they're just here to pick crops or whether they're picking off people, that they need to go. No amnesty whatsoever. Do it the legal way. Hopefully the Trump administration will keep its word on that. Don't forget the best of the morning drive available each and every day, WCBM.com on our Rumble and Facebook pages. It's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHIC number 1566.
Give your liver the support it needs with Active Liver. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New you, New Nordic.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up at the top of the hour, the president and the attorney general at the cabinet meeting yesterday poured gasoline on the Epstein fire. We have the details for you on that. Baltimore now becoming known as Carjack City. And we'll take a look at the Supreme Court greenlighting the president's Article II powers to lay off massive numbers of federal employees. 6:53. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic is here once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Delays on the Beltway still there. They're working at this wreck. Been there since about 4:30 or so. Inner loop between I-70 and Liberty Road. It's near the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. So limited lanes still there. Now we're backed up, almost back, if not there right now. It's going to be there soon, back to Frederick Road. So it's Frederick Road up through I-70 towards Liberty Road, and that delay continues. The outer loop, all the lanes are open, but they're looking at the situation on the inner loop side, so the outer loop is backed up back through the ramps at 795. If you're traveling in Forest Hill, this is one of many problems from the storms overnight. The traffic light is out at Route 24 at Osborne Parkway. That's in Harford County, and I don't know what's going on with the tunnels early this morning, way before 7 o'clock. We're backed up already on 895 back beyond Pulaski Highway, and 95 now is sitting back there at Moravia Road. 20 to 25 minute delays now on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, strong to severe thunderstorms possible again today. We got hit pretty hard yesterday with heavy downpours and gusty winds. Again, this is going to be mostly afternoon, evening hours. Strong winds, heavy rain could lead to flash flooding in some areas, low-lying areas, so be forewarned there. More storms again Thursday and Friday. Right now, flood watch in effect, 75 in Arnold, and it is 75 in Middle River. So yesterday we did the story on the website to Nowhere. This was a, if you remember the story, if you were listening, the Baltimore City had approved to redevelop their website, which was having issues. It was having a lot of glitches, a lot of problems, so they needed a new website. And so they were supposed to put this out to bid, which they did not do. That's problem mistake number one. Instead, they sent letters to three or four companies. They heard back from two. And one of the person that got the winning, I wouldn't even say bid because it was not a bid. The person who got the contract was a Mayor Scott donor and husband of the former health commissioner in Baltimore City, Letitia, I can't remember her last name now, Geraza. Okay. So that was her husband who got the gig. And initially it was like for $1 million. And then they needed more money, so they got $250,000 more. And then they come back for another bite of the apple because they're saying there's so many problems with this website. We can't fix what we have. We have to start from scratch. All right. $2.2 million later, and that money's already been appropriated and given to the contractor, there is no website. And the average cost for a city of Baltimore size is somewhere between $300,000 and $1 million. I think San Diego, we mentioned, was $646,000. Well, yesterday, Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 caught up with the mayor at a summer event, asking him as to whether or not the taxpayers can trust him with our money.
Given the fact that the city spent more than $2 million on the website, it's still not up and running. Should the city taxpayers trust you to spend their money?
I think they know they should, right? We're talking about a system and a website that was so bad, Mackenzie, that the best way for me to describe it for you would be from going from MySpace to TikTok, right? That would be the best way. And I also am upset with the delays, but my responsibility is to make sure that at the end they get the best product that actually can work for them, that they can use no matter what their level of internet savvy is.
Wait a minute. So $2.2 million. I can't believe they would fix the old website. They would just scrap it and start a new one, right? For $2.2 million, you should be able to get that. But we now find out the company, I think it was Something Solutions, they stopped working on the project a year ago. Questions now about the company.
So just a quick follow-up. The company that was involved with that contract, will they be no longer allowed to get a city contract given the problems that we saw with this city website issue?
So I think that you'd be making an assumption that the issues were with the contractor.
Yeah. If a contractor gets $2.2 million and has not delivered on the website, shouldn't they give the money back? That would be my main question for the contractor. Maybe it is a city problem because we know the city of Baltimore doesn't run anything well. Be it DPW, be it the DGS, Of course, that's a state issue, but still, you get the drift. But here, of course, and once again, you can tell McKenzie was getting this under his skin just a little bit.
So was the issue with the city?
The issues are the issues.
Which is what?
I laid them out to you in my response, McKenzie. I said that the website and the system was so outdated. That company did not make that. This was the city stuff that we had to fix.
Wait a minute. So the city, you could fix it on your own? So if you could fix it on your own, then why do you need to farm it out to a contractor? You must have an IT department. It must be somebody that is being paid to do whatever needs to be done and maintain the current website or the old website. This is just a master cluster, you know what. And this is what you get when you have people like Brandon Scott in charge. Okay? He's the first to take credit for something when he thinks it's going to be political beneficial to him. And now, of course, you've got egg on your face. You got a $2.2 million contract that went out to one of your donors and a husband to one of your employees. And now you have no website to show for it. And city taxpayers, I got to tell you, you're getting fleeced again. And you keep getting the wool pulled over your eyes. I don't know how many times that has to happen before somebody... How many times you get hit upside the head before you go, wait a minute, stop. I've had enough. Stop the ride. I want to get off. But we'll see. We'll see if the website to nowhere ever surfaces. All right, stick with us. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the president and the attorney general pouring gasoline on the Epstein Files controversy. It's 7 o'clock. You're on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The frantic search continues for more than 160 people still missing in Texas after those destructive flash floods over the weekend, known to have left more than 100 people dead. Texas Governor Greg Abbott took a tour of the damage yesterday.
We will not stop until every missing person is accounted for. Know this also. There very likely could be more added to that list.
Texas State Senator Paul Bettencourt, meanwhile, working on a bill now to provide funding for warning sirens in the more flood-prone parts of the state.
It follows devastating flash floods in Texas that killed over 100 people during the 4th of July weekend. The Houston Republican says federal studies show too many people ignore weather alerts on their cell phones. In addition, many kids at summer camp are not allowed to bring cell phones with them. Bettencourt plans to have the bill ready for the upcoming special session of the Texas legislature, which starts July 21st. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Trump is defending his timetable for imposing global tariffs. We get more on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
After announcing sweeping tariffs in early April, the president issued a 90-day pause. That extension expires this week. And now the tariffs will take effect next month.
August 1st, they pay. And everybody pays. Everybody has to pay. And the incentive is that they have the right to deal in the United States.
He also told a cabinet meeting of plans to place a 50% tariff on copper and steep taxes on pharmaceutical drugs, as high as 200%. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Curbside trash pickup making a comeback in Philadelphia. A union representing thousands of city workers says that they have reached a deal now with the city. Could be a bright start on Wall Street. Dow futures right now up by 73 points. S&P 500 futures up by 8 and NASDAQ futures up 24. More from townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. Look at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Progressive knows when you're on your boat, you're already on vacation. And Vacation You forgets all your worries. Vacation You doesn't even keep track of time and knows that time is a meaningless construct designed to control us, man. But Regular You knows you don't want to be too far out in the water after the sun goes down because Vacation You doesn't know how to navigate in the dark yet. Vacation You and Regular You really need to get on the same page. So bundle your boat with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Good morning. It's 7:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Well, it looks like finally some good news on the Beltway on the west side. Looks like the wreck now has cleared from the inner loop between Security Boulevard and Liberty Road. Much better going through there. Still a little bit of a backup coming up from Route 40 and from I-70, but right now we're on the move. The outer loop backup now is the normal delay at 795. Some of this traffic now will start to fill in towards Green Spring and over to the JFX. The Parkville side is busy now at Harford Road. Both the tunnels already this morning looking into the area of 20 to 25 minute delays. South 895 is backed up beyond Pulaski Highway. 95 is backed up to the ramp at Moravia Road. Made a real quick check through Annapolis. No problems at all. We're clear at the Bay Bridge across all the way towards I-97 and including the area at the Severn River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are weather alert once again for your Wednesday, tracking the potential for some strong to severe thunderstorms Wednesday afternoon into the evening time. More damaging wind, and we do have the potential for heavy rain as well that could lead to flash flooding. Storms continue on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 76 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. The power is still out for around 1,900 BGE customers this morning. Last night, about 6,600 customers were in the dark following Tuesday afternoon severe storms that moved through the Baltimore area. The utility says in an emailed statement the storms caused extensive electric system damage from fallen tree limbs and downed wires. The utility expects about 80% of their customers will have their power back by noon today. The man accused of murdering his father in Salisbury is in custody in Maine. Police have been searching for Jabril Walters since his dad, Roy, was murdered in February. The U.S. Marshals Service announced Tuesday that Walters had been arrested after they received a tip that he fled to Maine and may have been using an alias. Walters is awaiting extradition back to Maryland. And Mayor Brandon Scott has announced the inaugural Charm City Cleanup Initiative. The mayor says a 17-week plan combines government services, community engagement, and cross-agency to see collaboration. The mayor says a cleanup is an opportunity for all Baltimoreans to roll up their sleeves and show love to their neighborhoods. Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 2, 6, 9, pick 4, 4, 7, 5, 8. At 7:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Sign on Sports is up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Bad loss for the Birds last night, I'm not going to lie.
Soto's 2-for-4 tonight, and he hits the first pitch up the middle for a base hit. Lindor around third, and he'll score the go-ahead run.
The call was on Sportsnet New York. Juan Soto's RBI single in the 10th lifted the Mets past the Orioles 7-6. A game that Baltimore led 6-2 in the 8th until Brian Baker allowed a pair of two-run shots to tie the game at 6. After the game, manager Mancelino.
It stings, there's no doubt. It feels the same way as the one we lost in Tampa. You know, the 8-run thing is the same feeling. It doesn't feel good. I think you constantly go back to your preparation, your process. Did we do everything right? Did we get the guys in the right spots? I feel like we did.
Birds now 10 games under with 19 games to go before the trade deadline. Elsewhere in baseball, Mariners pitchers entered their Bronx opener last night on a roll, having thrown three consecutive shutouts for the first time in franchise history. The Yankees, however, made sure there would not be a number four.
High fly ball, right field, Moore back. He's on the track, he's at the wall,
see ya! A home run for Judge!
Michael Kay with a call on the YES Network. Number 34 for Aaron Judge. Yanks pound Seattle 10-3. Cal Raleigh hits number 36 for the Mariners. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Kansas City sports talk show host has an issue with Patrick Mahomes. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And welcome back to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice, Maryland. Bruce is off for the week on vacation, yours truly. And coming up in this hour, we have got the Supreme Court green lights, the President Article 2's powers to lay off massive amounts of federal employees. Baltimore now becoming known as Carjack City. But a top story here today is yesterday at the Trump cabinet meeting. I preface my remarks saying that I think this is the sixth one. And these are incredibly transparent to go behind the scenes and get a chance to see what they're discussing, what they're doing. They have reporters in the room. I think the only one that didn't get called on yesterday was Caitlin Collins of fake news CNN. And I applaud the president for really being the most transparent president in history. But there was one moment yesterday which I was kind of disappointed in, frankly, to tell you the truth, with the president's answer. Normally, he would take stuff like this and hit it right out of the park. And yesterday, he appeared somewhat frustrated. I wouldn't say angry, but he seemed to be frustrated at a reporter's question about the Epstein controversy and the Epstein list, and saying that there was the FBI put out a memo again late Sunday night, Independence Day weekend. Pam Bondi did not sign the memo, saying that there was no incriminating evidence, that the video that they posted, we'll hear more from her coming up in just a second, that was on the DOJ website. And look, it was his administration. It was his DOJ, his FBI that put this memo out. And so reporters naturally going to ask about it, and that's what happened yesterday, and here was his response.
Sure. And your memo and release yesterday on Jeffrey Epstein, it left some lingering mysteries. One of the biggest ones is whether he ever worked for an American or foreign intelligence agency. The former Labor Secretary, who is Miami U.S. Attorney, Alex Acosta, he allegedly said that he did work for an intelligence agency. So could you resolve whether or not he did? And also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of his death?
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
So the president, appearing frustrated, discourages deflects. On the issue, because Pam started to answer it. Pam Bondi started to answer, and he interjected very quickly. And he called him a creep, and he is a creep, obviously. But and then he sort of wanted to lay some guilt on the reporter by saying that this almost is a desecration, because as a reference to the children who died in the Texas floods. Well, let's not forget the desecration of children that were committed by Epstein and, politicos, businessmen, royalty, etc. There was also a desecration. It was a ruination of children that went on there. And I just think it's a mistake. I don't know if Susie Wiles, the chief of staff, is insulating him from this kind of stuff, but MAGA Nation is not happy with these responses. MAGA Nation is not happy with Pam Bondi nor Kash Patel or Dan Bongino. And I think that if he's, you know, I know he's got a lot on his plate. I'm not casting blame. He's got a lot going on with peace deals and the One Big Beautiful Bill. But I just was, for the first time in 6 months, I was disappointed in the president's response. What do you think? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. 713, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, it's more better now on the inner loop. If you're coming up between I-70 and Liberty Road, they had a tractor-trailer involved in a wreck at 415 this morning. Sat there for a long time, backed us up, and now all of that is pretty much gone. Barring any new problems, you should be okay from Route 40 and eventually up towards Reisterstown Road. The outer loop is still slow, and that's the normal delay now, beginning right around 795. It's moving, but it's backed up right there. The inner loop at Greenspring will pick up a little more volume, and then the northeast corner is busy at Harford Road. Both the backups moved down just a bit at both the Harbor Tunnels, but we're still in the area. 15 to 20 minute delays southbound on 95 and 895. And a reminder, overnight we had a lot of wires down, we had a lot of trees down in a lot of the areas, and some of the traffic lights are out. Harford County Forest Hill report the light is out at Osborne Parkway at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. It is going to be another wet and wild one again. Severe, strong thunderstorms possible again today. Mostly afternoon, evening hours. Strong winds, heavy rain could lead to flash flooding in low-lying areas by the rivers, by the bay. More storms Thursday and Friday as well. Flood watch in effect right now. 75 in Columbia, 74 in Owings Mills. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, so 2 hours yesterday, the president held a cabinet meeting, the sixth one in 171 days. Just an amazing amount of transparency there. As you might imagine, a lot of questions, and there's a lot of speculation that there might be a peace deal in the works between Israel and Hamas, and for the people that live in Gaza.
Gaza is a tragedy. And he wants to get it solved, and I want to get it solved, and I think the other side wants to get it solved.
Also, of course, yesterday was the day that the last day for the tariff deadline for a lot of companies that are going to be receiving tariff letters. And he addressed that yesterday because of the number of countries that have failed to cut a deal so far.
We're probably 2 days off from sending them a letter. We are talking to them. I just want you to know, a letter means a deal.
Yeah, he's talking about the EU, which has been one of the more horrific, because they've been taking advantage of us with tariffs since the Marshall Plan post-World War II. He also expressed disappointment with Vladimir Putin, who said that Trump did say he was BSing him and the rest of the world.
We're not happy with Putin. I'm not happy with Putin. I can tell you that much right now, because he's killing a lot of people. And a lot of them are his soldiers. His soldiers and their soldiers, mostly. And it's now up to 7,000 a week. And I'm not happy with Putin.
The president also said yesterday he was going to place a 50% tariff on copper to go along with aluminum and steel that had previously been tariffed. And also, those countries in the BRICS, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, etc., South America, they are going to be getting a 10% tariff because he said BRICS was established to undermine the United States and to undermine our dollar, and more on the tariffs.
We will have taken in about $100 billion in tariff income thus far this year, and that's with the tariffs, the major tariffs not having started till the second quarter. So we could expect that could be well over $300 billion by the end of the year. We don't agree with CBO scoring, but for those who do, the CBO scored tariff income over the next 10 years at $2.8 trillion, which we think is probably low.
Yeah, and that Scott Bessent, Treasury Secretary, they are predicting $4 trillion So that's a big difference between the CBO scoring at $2.8 trillion over the next 10 years or so. Recently, in an interview with Tucker Carlson, the Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Talked about a number of issues. We've already played some of those with you regarding the jab and what was studied, what wasn't, and the links to autism, which are going to be published by this September. But he also took on Fauci and Ralph Baric and their roles in creating COVID, the CCP virus, again, how Baric was allowed to operate seamlessly here in the United States.
He also gave them, one of his fundees, Ralph Baric, from the University of North Carolina, developed a technique called the seamless ligation technique, which is a technique for hiding the laboratory origins of a virus, of a manipulated virus, so that normally if there's a virus manipulated, you can look at it, researchers can look at it, they can look at the DNA sequences, and they can say this thing was created in a lab. But Ralph Baric had developed a technique that he called the no-see-um technique, and its technical name was seamless ligation, and it was a way of hiding evidence of human tampering. What is the public health rationale? If you were interested in public health, you would want to be doing the inverse of that. You would want to be pinning red flags all to it and say this was created by people.
That's what you would do if you're creating viruses for biological warfare.
Right, that's right. And that's another question, is why would he give it to the Chinese? I mean, that was a military lab. It was run by the military.
Yeah, run by the military. Why? We've asked these questions a gazillion times here on this program, but why would you try to come up with a biological weapon, or in this case, it's being argued, a remedy or cure or an antidote, and not know its origin? That, to me, would be the $64,000 question. By the way, Trump has created a couple of fragrances called Victory 45 and 47. He says because they're about winning strength and success for men and women, you can get yourself a bottle. Don't forget to get one for your loved ones, too. Enjoy, have fun, and keep winning. Go to GetTrumpFragrances.com, both men and women's fragrances. And that's the way it is, 171 days into the golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, 7:21. Coming up next, we're going to hear from the Attorney General Pam Bondi, her response to that reporter's question yesterday at the Trump cabinet meeting.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember up men. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Give your liver the support it needs with Active Liver. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New you, New Nordic.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:22, coming up after the 7:30 news, we're going to take a look at Baltimore. Now is becoming known as Carjack City. Later on, we'll choose your fake news. Don't forget we need contestants for that right after the 7:30 news, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680. And we'll take a look at the Supreme Court greenlighting the president's ability, his Article 2 powers of holding those to lay off massive numbers of federal employees. And a little later on, Michael Peruca will be joining us from the Institute of the Constitution to discuss, is it time to reform our courts and change the structure and number of courts? It'll be an interesting discussion. Right now, traffic weather on the threes at 7:23 with Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the Beltway, again, continues to fill in now, though the inner loop is much better than it was earlier, where we had the wreck between I-70 and Liberty Road. All of that is back to normal. The west side is 795 to Frederick Road. Some slowing now at Green Spring on the inner loop through Pikesville, and the Parkville side is busy from Hartford Road around towards Providence Road. Typical ride. JFX, still good. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. We're still in the area 15 to 20 minutes as that traffic moves south into both the harbor tunnels. It backs up a little bit, then it slows down a little more. And right now, we're still right in that area around Eastern Avenue and Urban Avenue on 895. And 95 is slowing back beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. The big junction downtown is clear at 95 at Russell Street and the Sky Ramp at 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, strong severe thunderstorms expected again today, later this afternoon and this evening. Strong winds, heavy rain could lead to flash flooding, more storms again Thursday and Friday. Right now, flood watch in effect, 77 in Dundalk, 76 in Severn. And yesterday at the Trump cabinet meeting, the question of the Epstein list, the Epstein files came up. As we just played, the president was a little bit annoyed at the question, saying that there's other stuff to talk about. And he then handed it over to Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, for her response. And here's what she said.
In February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file along with the JFK, MLK files as well. That's what I meant by that. Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were. Never going to be released, never going to see the light of day. To him being an agent, I have no knowledge about that. We can get back to you on that. And the minute missing from the video, we released the video showing definitively the video was not conclusive, but the evidence prior to it was showing he committed suicide. And what was on that, there was a minute that was off the counter. And what we learned from Bureau of Prisons was every year, every night, they redo that video. It's old, from like 1999. So every night the video is reset, and every night should have the same minute missing. So we're looking for that video to release that as well, showing that a minute is missing every night. And that's it on Epstein.
That's it. On Epstein, never to be mentioned or discussed again. So as to the client list, the question on Fox was specifically about the client list. Not the file, but the client list. Maybe she misinterpreted the question, so that is her word against John Roberts at Fox. As to the video, we're not asking for images of child porn to be released. We're asking for the names, the clients. You could certainly release the names, and nobody has to see any of this disgusting, obscene, filthy acts that were performed on Epstein Island. And as to whether or not he was an agent, I don't know if he was an agent. I can tell you that Ghislaine Maxwell's dad, Robert, was an agent for Mossad. Now, Judge Joe Brown thinks that it is his theory that Trump is using the Epstein files to blackmail the deep state to surrender. And he's saying that he believes that Epstein may have been used by the CIA, the Mossad, and MI6 in order to get the goods on royalty, on business people, on elected officials, to keep them in line. Don't know about that, but that's just one man's theory. But we do know that Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's enabler and handler, her father was Mossad. As to the magic minute that's missing, the 1 minute that's missing on the video on the DOJ website, that may or may not be true. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if they can recreate that with other videos. If that's the technology does exist where you don't have to have a minute missing every night. You can have an overlapping recording device. But let's say that for 1 second that it's true, that there is a technical glitch each and every day at 11:59 p.m. to 12 midnight. Boy, wouldn't that be convenient to know if somebody wanted to sneak in undetected, knowing that that video would be paused or would be in the process of being changed. Either way, I don't think that's a good answer. And I just don't think they buried the question here. By the way, Jim Comey's daughter, Maureen, reported that that video of Epstein's cell on the night of his murder was lost. And then, suddenly, it was found again. And I find it interesting that the day after this story breaks, the FBI then announces we're launching a criminal investigation into John Brennan and James Comey. Coincidence? I don't believe in coincidences, and neither should you. All right, we'll get your calls and comments on this and more coming up in just a second here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. If you're spending most of your check before it even hits your bank account, if you're a homeowner age 62 or older living on a fixed income, you know how hard it is to stretch a dollar. And when your income stays the same, but everything else gets more expensive, it starts feeling like it's a full-time job, just keeping your head above water, right? Well, that's where Mark McVeary, the reverse mortgage answer man, can help you. With 30 years of experience, Mark specializes in helping people just like you access some of the equity in your home without giving up ownership or taking on monthly mortgage payments. A reverse mortgage is federally insured, instituted by the Reagan administration to help seasoned citizens stay in their homes. You decide when you want to pay it back, and it helps to reduce financial stress, and maybe you can breathe a little bit easier. Mark comes out to your home, explains everything in plain English. We'll give him a call. 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, in for Bruce, here's Jill Powell.
Good morning. It's 7:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines brought to you by Audiology Associates. Federal agents arrested two people in Indiana Tuesday, including a man released by Maryland State Police despite facing previous charges of murder. ICE identified one of the men as Johnny Handy Martinez Barillas, an alleged member of MS-13, who was charged with murder and possession of a firearm in 2023. ICE reports police in Maryland reneged on an ICE detainer and failed to keep him in custody. The agency says the men are undocumented immigrants from Honduras. Severe storms have left a trail of damage across the Baltimore area. Tuesday afternoon storms brought heavy rain, lightning, and strong winds to the city and surrounding counties, downing trees and power lines. Thousands of BGE customers lost power, and the utility says crews are working to restore service. The Baltimore County Fire Department says a lightning strike also may be to blame for starting a fire in the basement of a home on Mallard Road in Middle River. An investigation is underway in Baltimore following the discovery of a body near the campus of Johns Hopkins University. Police were called to 3500 Carnegie Way on Tuesday morning for a report of a body in a creek. Medics responded to the scene, and the body was taken to the medical examiner for an autopsy. Police say it's being investigated as a suspicious death. And overnight summer camps in Maryland are taking a look at their emergency weather safety protocols following the deadly flooding in Texas Friday. Camps have been notifying parents, reminding them of the emergency protocols in place, and have posted the information at the top of their website. It's also the topic of talk at staff meetings. Camp protocols include the tracking of live radar and alerts, a text alert system for staff, and a camp-wide public service announcement system. The winning Maryland lottery numbers next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability
experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Here are your winning Maryland Lottery numbers. Pick 3, 269, pick 4, 4758. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather under 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there might be a new problem on the Bay Bridge. Eastbound was just making a routine check through Annapolis and came up on this. Traffic is slowing, getting on to the span, leaving from the area just around Sandy Point. Haven't spotted the exact problem yet, but it looks like something in the left-hand lane for the traffic. Eventually working its way over towards Kent Island and through that area. Already backed up back into the toll plaza and starting to delay coming in from Oceanic Drive. And again, that's on the eastbound span, which could be down to a single lane here pretty quickly. Yes, it just made the red X on the overhead board right there at Sandy Point. So single lane to the right, eastbound on the Bay Bridge, and that's a new problem just in the last 10 minutes. We'll keep an eye on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are weather alert once again for your Wednesday, tracking the potential for some strong to severe thunderstorms Wednesday afternoon into the evening time. More damaging wind, and we do have the potential for heavy rain as well that could lead to flash flooding. Storms continue on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Mets came in last night just 7-15 in their last 22 games, and then found themselves trailing the Birds by 4 in the 8th.
And he hits one in the 8th, a deep right center. Back goes Mullins to the warning track at the wall. It's out of here! Pete Alonso ties the game with a 2-run homer!
That call on Sportsnet New York, Alonso's monster shot tied it, and Juan Soto's single in the 10th won it for New York as the Mets deflate the Birds in front of 35,000-plus at Camden Yards. 7-6 was the final. Ryan O'Hearn had given the Birds a 3-2 lead in the 5th, but couldn't produce in the 10th.
Obviously sucks we couldn't find a way to scratch a run there. Any loss is disappointing, especially, you know, tonight was a battle back and forth like that, and we didn't come out on top.
Birds fall 10 games under 500 with 19 left before the trading deadline. Elsewhere in baseball, the Blue Jays were in Chicago last night looking for their 10th win in a row.
Whoa, boy, the 3-2 hit to deep left field and well gone.
Dan Schulman with a call on Sportsnet Canada. Remember this name, Davis Schneider, making his presence felt with that one. Jays beat the White Sox 6-1. It's been nearly 10 years since the Blue Jays were in first place this late in the season. Ravens football, the rookies report to Owings Mills. That'll be this coming Tuesday. A lot expected from number one pick Malachi Starks, the safety out of Georgia. Learning from Kyle Hamilton is a good thing, according to defensive coordinator Zach Orr.
And, I already seen the impact that K-Ham has had on Malachi with his communication, his knowledge, and just his football savvy. And so Malachi's picking that up. I got a great vision for those guys. I think they're going to help us out and play great football for us.
President Donald J. Trump back in the sports news this morning announcing that he will attend Sunday's Club World Cup final in East Rutherford, New Jersey. The tournament has been widely seen as a dry run for the 2026 World Cup. Meanwhile, FIFA has announced it has opened an office in New York's Trump Tower. And finally, on this date in baseball history, take you back 34 years. July 9th, 1991. In the middle of perhaps his finest season, Cal Ripken Jr. provides an all-star memory.
He hammered that one, and Gwynn's on the run. On the run. Forget it!
Cal Jr.'s three-run shot off Dennis Martinez, no less, an expo, gave the American League a 4-2 win. That call, by the way, from Jack Buck, the father of Joe Buck. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Patrick Mahomes gets called out on air.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
That 91 season for Cal was magic.
It was. It was a great year.
MVP year, and of course the all-star off of Dennis Martinez. So I know you talked about this before earlier, I think in the 6 o'clock hour.
Right.
Kevin Keatsman, a Kansas City radio host, taking Patrick Mahomes to task. There were some pictures that came out over the holiday weekend of Mahomes celebrating the 4th on a yacht with his wife and friends with the dad bod, mm-hmm. and the dad bod looked even daddier than normal. And so here's some audio from Kevin Keatsman on what he said about Patrick Mahomes. I think it was on KCMO in Kansas City.
Dude, you're fat. Your belly would be fat at my pool, hanging out with us, 60-year-olds, okay? My skin's flabbier than yours. I get it. Stop. Stop the fast food. Do a sit-up. Do something.
Do a sit-up.
A sit-up. Just one.
That would help.
Well, he does. He's in those fast food commercials.
Maybe
there are a lot of takes, and so he probably has to eat a lot.
Right? Yeah, bite here, bite there.
Look.
And I was telling you off air, he took on Andy Reid a few years ago and got fired for that. And then he got rehired.
Yeah. Look, I would tell you this. Mahomes, he'll be fine once the season starts. You don't go through training camp and two-a-days, and you're going to lose some weight, and he'll be fit by the time the season starts. He's just having a little off-season pouch, is what we call it.
Ravens in Kansas City this year.
Indeed. It's going to be a good one.
Why don't we get those games at home?
Can you imagine the Ravens players going after him on the dad bod?
I know. Can you imagine the talk on the field?
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Every play.
It's got to be in his ear every play.
What's up, Dad?
Oh, man. Nice belly.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you at 7:39, 21 before the hour. Let's take some calls here. Sean is in Mount Washington. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're fine, sir. Thank you.
Excellent. Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, I'd like to send out a warning to the President Trump and his team. You know, we aren't Democrats. We aren't sheep. We don't go by, you know, we said so, so that's the way it is. We use our heads. You know, and they're going to lose support if they keep this up. If they don't, you know, start giving answers to the questions we have. When the evidence is there, they said the evidence was there for a year, and now all of a sudden it isn't there. They're going to lose.
Well, the other thing is you got both Cash Patel, and I've interviewed him for my podcast, and Dan Bongino, who I know personally, and they were some of the biggest advocates of something was a major league wrong here, a foul with Jeffrey Epstein. So if they've changed their minds, if they've seen something that has changed their minds, come out and tell us. Be transparent. Exactly. Be up front with us. And we're big people. We can handle the truth.
Exactly. And they were, like you said, they were saying for a year that something was wrong there. Something's fishy.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now there's nothing wrong.
Well, it's right now, I can tell from the listeners calling in, texting, emailing, half think like you do, Sean, the other half, trust Trump. He knows what he's doing, and he's got a plan against the deep state, so we'll see what happens. And listen, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Scott is in Kingsville. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Yeah, I totally support President Trump and his position because he was elected by the people to stop the collapse of our country, and he is our last chance to do such. Mm-hmm. So we have to keep our eye on the ball and stop.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think so far it's been lights out, grand slam. I was just disappointed in his response just on this one question, on this one issue.
And I understand that, but can you imagine how overwhelmed that man is?
Oh, I know.
Trying to keep us out of world wars.
I understand.
And nuclear wars and trying to create some settlement. Just let me finish just real quick. I mean, the man is working his tail off, and our DOJ can only do so much. I mean, they can't perform miracles. They're trying to stop these illegals. They're trying to stop this hatred of the country. They're trying to stop this DEI that the cities haven't stopped. Maryland hasn't stopped any of that. They're still the government of Maryland still prefers a minority over a white, and all these things. So they really got so much on their plate. So, yes, this Epstein thing, I'm not disagreeing that it's not right, but they can't do everything. I mean, we can be backseat drivers all we want, but they live with a heavy, heavy load, and they can only do so much. They'll eventually get to it, but right now they're just trying to salvage the country.
I understand, and that's what President Trump's focus and priorities got to be. That's why you hire people, you nominate good people to run your Justice Department, the FBI, and right now, I think the school is out on that, Scott. But I do appreciate the call. By the way, we do need a contestant, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you want to play Choose Your Fake News, we have a spot open for you right now. Time for traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of Ernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We're back with two lanes open again now on the Bay Bridge eastbound, leaving from Sandy Point and over towards Kent Island. Whatever it was, never actually saw the vehicle, but it had to be a broken down vehicle in the left-hand lane. That vehicle has now cleared the bridge and both lanes are back open. You'll see the two green arrows right there at Sandy Point. So good news, the backup is easing. Never really backed up towards Whitehall Road or St. Margaret's, so that was good. Didn't get out of control, but was there long enough to keep us slow. Once you get over to Route 8, you're good to go. The westbound side, by the way, on the bridge is clear. Morning backup is there. It's the normal delay. Southbound I-97 in that ramp area at Route 32. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. Check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop in, see Bernie today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday hump day. It is going to be, again, a big chance of strong, severe thunderstorms possible again today, mostly this afternoon into this evening. Strong winds, heavy rain could lead to flash flooding. In fact, a flood watch is in effect right now. Annapolis at 77 and Pikesville at 76. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. Today we've got a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug. Our contestant, Tony in Pikesville. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
You want to go? Yeah, you want to go first, second, or third?
I'll go third.
All right. Good luck to you. Here are your stories. Story number one. You may not have heard of the Socialism 2025 conference. Happened over the weekend. And it was a collection of far-left college professors, but one Texas professor at the University of Houston believes that that university should be renamed George Floyd University, among a laundry list of other crazy things. Story two, the wildfires had ravaged Southern California and destroyed thousands of homes in the Pacific Palisades and other neighborhoods. Happened 6 months ago, and so far, it is now July, only one building permit has been issued. Just one in 6 months after the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And story three, the Museum of Natural History shocked even some liberals in the Upper West Side of New York after they showcased an animated film featuring a drag-performing fox and a trans kid with an identity crisis, alongside an exhibit about sea animals. The 8-minute film was titled Drag Fox. Story one, socialist professor wants University of Houston renamed George Floyd University. Story two, only one building permit issued for Pacific Palisades in the last 6 months since the wildfires. And story three, parents outraged by trans film for kids at the Museum of Natural History. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Number one, liberal college professors, I have no doubt that could be true. And I could see the Museum of Natural History doing that in the Upper West Side of New York. I think I'm going to go with number two. I don't think they issued just one permit, but maybe they, you know, issued two or three. So I'll say two.
Give them the benefit of the doubt. Chuck?
I would think two as well.
Chuck as well. He goes for two. Tony?
Well, I kind of like the Drag Fox one because maybe Jack Webb could be in it. But
just a fact.
That dates everybody. I'm going to go with two also.
It's unanimous today. Story number two. No, not just one, but less than 100 permits have been issued in Los Angeles in 6 months. So that is our fake news story of the day. Tony, congratulations. We'll put you on hold, tell you how to get your prize. And Chuck, congratulations.
Thank you.
Another big win for you.
That's right. A row.
Are you tired of winning yet?
No.
No. You'll never get tired of winning.
Someday I'll be able to gloat when I'm standing atop the pile that's left
over. One thing, you are a champion, and that's at barter. We all know that.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome, sir. You are the barter king.
Where's my box?
See you in a couple. It's coming.
Okay, good. That's what they said.
I put it in the back of my car, and I just completely forgot it was there. But I'm going to mail it to you this week.
Okay.
All right? So I want you to be up. In fact, it's due Sunday morning at 5 a.m. So I want you to
very
be
good.
And I'm asking for a signature on the box.
Okay. And then I'm going to call you. You know I have your number.
I know you do.
I've had your number a long time.
Yes, you have.
Okay.
All right. See you in a couple.
All right. Goodbye.
748. Terry's in Preston. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. You're all so funny. Well, it wasn't so funny when I watched a video of it was Sean Atwood or Benny Johnson, and they showed a picture of the actual video of Epstein's cell, and the one that they put out is not his cell, and it was a footage of a cell area that's there as you're exiting the jail. Wasn't even his cell.
Yeah, well, that needs to be explained as well. I mean, you know, it was a perfect storm. You had two guards that fell asleep exactly at the same time. You had camera malfunctions.
Absolutely. And your theory about him controlling others, I totally agree with that.
It wasn't my theory. I want to give it to Judge Joe Brown. And he is theorizing that Trump is using this to control the deep state to allow him to do whatever he needs to do without their interference.
Yes. Now, as far as dealing with these pedophiles, I do think the parents need to be investigated, number one. And number two, if they're caught, rape, whatever, you just, like in World War II, my stepdad said they gave all the Navy men on the ships saltpeter. So give these guys saltpeter or castrate, and we've got two choices, that or you're excommunicated from the USA. I don't know.
Yeah, well, something has to be done. But I will tell you this. We had an expert on who was the executive producer. And, Terry, thanks for your call for the Sound of Freedom yesterday, Paul Hutchinson. And he's not buying any of this Epstein stuff. But there's a reason why the United States is the number one destination for human traffickers, for sex traffickers, for child traffickers, because there is great demand for that here in the United States. And there are a lot of people in power, in Congress, in courts, even in police, you name it. Again, it's through all walks of life. All of us probably know a story or someone that you may or may not be shocked of anymore. But it is, I think they need to be expunged from our midst. To me, there's nothing worse than taking the innocence of a child. And that, to me, is the major desecration that is going on and is tolerated in this country to some extent. All right, coming up next, Baltimore is now known as Carjack City. We'll tell you why. 7:50, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
It is 7:53. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Had a report there may be a wreck here on the inner loop at 795. And I'm looking at the camera shot, and there's a tractor trailer stopped in the painted out area where you kind of split. You take the ramp to the right to go to 795. You stay straight ahead, and you're heading up towards the ramp at Reisterstown Road. So I'm not sure if that's the wreck, but they're definitely looking at it. So we're slow again coming up the Beltway from Liberty Road. Keep an eye on that. Haven't found anything beyond that. But there is heavy traffic towards Green Spring. The outer loop is 795 down through Frederick Road, and then delays on the Parkville side around Hartford Road. Might be a new problem here. Bottom end of the JFX, report of a broken down vehicle in the roadway southbound near the Guilford Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Strong to severe thunderstorms expected again today, this afternoon, this evening. Perhaps strong winds, heavy rain could lead to flash flooding. And a flood watch is currently in effect. 75 in Reisterstown and 77 in Middle River. Well, not a day goes by in Baltimore City, and because we watch this on a daily basis. Oh, by the way, before we do that, I wanted to... last hour I had mentioned something regarding the MS-13 gangbanger that was... released here in Maryland, that they arrested in Indiana. And again, the I-team, these are part of the sleuths that work here for the Morning Drive voluntarily. Marty has found out that this individual, Johnny Handy Martinez Barillas, was arrested in Prince George's County by Prince George's County Police, a sanctuary county in the state of Maryland. And at the time, it was... I think Angela Alsobrooks was the county executive. Maybe not. I think it was, was the final. This was back in 2012. So I don't think she was county executive. I think somebody else was county executive. But she may have been the state's attorney at the time. I got to go back and look at it. But anyway, Prince George's County is the jurisdiction that would not hold a man charged with murder for ICE on the detainer. So, as I was mentioned, every day there's some kind of carjacking story. There's a couple in the news here this morning. One that caught my eye was the story of a pastor from Connecticut. He was here for a funeral visiting Baltimore when he was suddenly carjacked by one of Baltimore's youths that apparently is not interested in Mayor Scott's summer camps.
When I looked at him, I knew, like, something about this wasn't right. I was looking to kind of drive away. And he immediately pulls up his ski mask. He has something to put up over his face, rips out the Glock, points in the car, like, get out the car.
Yeah. So this is a pastor. He described this as he was fighting for his life because he was the youth hit him over the head with the barrel of his gun, which we call pistol whipping. And the pastor described his fight with the carjacking thug.
I immediately go in the fight. So I punch him in the face. I reach out for the gun.
And he was able to apparently get the gun away from him. And but at some point, he got the upper hand in the fight, and he had a chance to maybe restrain him, maybe hold him for police. But instead, he's a pastor, remember? He felt that he had another mission when it came to this misguided youth.
I realize how young he is, and that's when I tell him, hey, I'm a pastor. Relax. Calm down. I'm a pastor. I'm not going to press charges. You know, what are you doing? You can't be doing this. You got to get out of here.
Yeah, so he lets him go. Wrong. Wrong move. You can forgive. And the pastor went on to say he forgives him, but a lot of good that's going to do, because now this same carjacking thug, he's going to do, if he's going to pistol, I don't know if he knew he was a pastor, obviously didn't know until he was told, but if he's going to pistol whip a pastor, imagine what he's going to do to the rest of us on the streets of Baltimore.
I forgive him, but he needs to go to jail, and he needs to serve time.
Yeah. Well, if you think he needs to go to jail, it might have been a good idea to hold him for police. Apparently, I'm being told now that this individual was arrested involved in another carjacking later on that evening. So it's amazing. Baltimore now is carjack city, and the mayor's out there almost on a daily basis bragging about how homicides are down the lowest ever in the history of Baltimore, and also the violent crime is down, but what is exploding on a daily basis. And here's my take on this regarding the youths. I think does not matter who the head of DJS is at all. Vinny Schiraldi had to go because there was pressure on the governor. Betsy Fox Tolentino, she might be a nice woman. I think the same thing is going to happen to her eventually. You're not going to change it until you convince the person in charge, and that is Governor Wes Moore. Okay? He can make a change. Okay? He can lean on the legislators and the Democrat Party. And get them to bend his will. He can do the same for the DGS secretary. So far, he talks a good game about accountability, but he is full of prunes when it comes to actually doing something about it. Tim Kyle, electric, heating, and cooling. A reminder that in the hot doldrum days of summer, hopefully your AC unit is working well, and hopefully it's working, number one. Number two, that it is efficient in the way it works, because, it's gotten expensive. If you've opened up your BGE bill in the last month or so, people are reporting skyrocketing bills based on skyrocketing electric rates, because Governor Green, that would be Wes Moore, we'll have more on him coming up next hour, he is, again, and this state has got no solutions whatsoever for the energy crisis. So it's now more than ever, you need to make sure your AC unit is operating, number one, it's working, number two, it is working efficiently, so it's not costing you as much money as it may if it's not. And so, best thing to do, call Tim Kyle and 410-976-876-9404. Rather, that's 410-876-9404 or timkylecompany.com. They'll come out, take a look at your unit, maintain it, give it coolant, whatever it needs, and then you can sleep comfortably once again. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The search continues today for some 160 people still missing following those weekend flash floods in Texas. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin told reporters he's grateful and emotional after his own wife, along with some family members and friends, were stranded but later rescued from the floods.
These people are family to us, deep relationships, and therefore what happened in the wee hours of the morning on Friday has been devastating. The loss of life is just shocking.
Governor Youngkin's comments made in Richmond, Virginia, and courtesy of WBBT. AccuWeather, meanwhile, out with an estimate following those deadly floods.
AccuWeather estimates that the Hill Country floods over the 4th of July weekend did $18 billion to $22 billion in damage. The weather forecasting company said Monday that the estimate includes damage to homes, businesses, and recreation facilities, plus power outages, road closures, and physical health care costs. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump plan to visit Texas forces Friday to tour the flood zone. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Correspondent Ben Thomas reports flash flooding has hit a mountain village in New Mexico as well.
A really big flood just came, like a wall of flood.
Caitlin Carpenter tells KOAT she'd been riding her motorcycle through the mountains of southern New Mexico Tuesday when the rain became too much.
Pulled over. I thought I would just wait it out. And it kind of just went from bad to worse.
The water of the Rio Ruidoso rose nearly 19 feet in a matter of minutes. Carpenter started filming.
That's when I saw the house coming down the river.
Emergency crews carried out at least 85 swift water rescues in the Ruidoso area. I'm Ben Thomas.
On Wall Street, Dow futures up 128 points. More from townhall.com.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Good morning, it's 8:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
The backups on the tunnels right now, southbound again back into the area of 20 to 25 minutes southbound. 895 is backed up beyond Pulaski Highway. 95 is still slow beginning at Moravia Road. All the lanes are open, but at least pretty close now to a half an hour delay on the southbound side. Whatever that tractor trailer was doing on the inner loop at 795 started up and left the scene. Had a lot of heavy traffic coming up from Liberty Road, and now that traffic is slowing between Park Heights Avenue, Greens Spring and the JFX. So heavy traffic there, but it's on the move once again. Bottom end of the JFX might have a broken down vehicle near the Guilford Avenue ramp, and the traffic light is not working at the right around Harbor Place area at Conway Street at Light Street. Be careful through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are weather alert once again for your Wednesday, tracking the potential for some strong to severe thunderstorms Wednesday afternoon into the evening time. More damaging wind, and we do have the potential for heavy rain as well that could lead to flash flooding. Storms continue on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 77 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. The power is still out for around 2,000 BGE customers as of 8 o'clock this morning. Last night, about 6,600 customers were in the dark following Tuesday afternoon severe storms that moved through the area. The utility says in an emailed statement the storms caused extensive electric system damage from fallen tree limbs and downed wires. The utility hopes about 80% of their customers will have their power back by noon today. The Baltimore Police Department is expected to release body-worn camera footage of a deadly officer-involved shooting later today. 70-year-old Pydor Karcha Brooks was shot in the 2700 block of Mosier Street on June 25th after she allegedly pulled a knife on officers during a behavioral health crisis. Mayor Brandon Scott has announced the inaugural Charm City Cleanup Initiative. The mayor says the 17-week plan combines government services, community engagement, and cross-agency collaboration. The mayor says a cleanup is an opportunity for all Baltimoreans to roll up their sleeves and show love to their neighborhoods. Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 2, 6, 9, pick 4, 4758. At 8:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Stein on Sports is up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Orioles reliever Brian Baker allowing a pair of two-run, eighth-inning home runs last night as the Brewers watched the Mets come back from four down to win it 7-6 over Baltimore in extra innings. The loss overshadowing a tremendous performance by rookie pitcher Brandon Young.
This has come out of absolutely nowhere, and he's ahead 0-2 in an inning where he's thrown eight pitches, eight strikes, which means he's one pitch away from an immaculate inning. 0-2. He got it! An immaculate inning for Brandon Young!
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Nine pitches, nine strikes, three strikeouts, three up, three down for Brandon Young. The immaculate inning doesn't happen often, says outfielder and first baseman Ryan O'Hearn.
Immaculate inning? Yeah, I don't know the last time I've seen that, if ever. That was pretty cool, and he had a great start. Unfortunately, we couldn't get him the win there.
Birds now 10 under with 19 to play before the trade deadline. They'll send Tomo Sugano to the hill tonight at 6:35. Ravens rookies reporting next week. Offensive line coach George Warhop impressed with what he has to work with.
I'm really, this whole rookie class we have here that they brought in, all these guys really do a nice job. They work, they try to get better. Okay, I mean, they're at all different stages. They all from different spots, but I'm really, really impressed with the group these guys brought in.
Wimbledon getting down to the semifinals. Carlos Alcaraz defeats Cam Norrie in straight sets and will face American Taylor Fritz in one semi. That'll be Friday, while number one seed Jannik Sinner takes on American Ben Shelton in a quarterfinal this morning. Coming up in 30 minutes, Baltimore's the home for the best one-armed golfer in the USA. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, keep the slings and arrows coming. Being called every name in the book now. Conspiracy theorist. What's next? Are we going to be covering Bigfoot? It's amazing. You wander off the reservation for just a moment to question something, and all of a sudden now you're a tinfoil hat type individual. Yeah, that's what I've been doing here for a long time, folks, so you should know that if you've been listening for a long time. All right, Bruce is off this week. He'll be back next Wednesday. And you can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And you can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com, or you can use the brand-new WCBM mobile app and text to the show. We'll read some of those texts coming up in just a second. So this is, I think, an interesting local story in that the Baltimore County Council last night denied a request for an additional $2 million to fund a project called Red Maple Place in East Towson. I think it's right there near East Joppa, East Pennsylvania, around Fairmont or whatever, and this is a apparently historically a black community, but this is the county had to sign a federal consent decree saying they weren't building enough affordable housing. So over the years, we've had all these projects being, and this one has dragged on for years because, and it's grown in price. And this has long been controversial. This is 56 rental housing units, 50 of which will count toward the county's obligations under this voluntary compliance. Isn't that an interesting term? A voluntary compliance agreement. Well, if it's voluntary, then I don't have to comply. But if it's saying it's a compliance agreement, the implication there is you must comply. I never understood that term, voluntary compliance agreement. In any event, it was requiring the county to create more affordable housing. The county leaders approved the original request at $2.1 million. However, that project delayed. Local community groups, as you might surmise, objected. It's being built on green space, so they don't like that. They said there are other parcels of land that would be better for the affordable housing. And it's for 6 years now, there have been legal challenges, which have been court costs. Housing has risen in the last 6 years. Inflation, thanks to the Biden administration, in the last 6 years. So now they need more money. And so they went back and asked for $2 million additional for this, the developer did, the Homes of America. And they got unanimously voted down last night. Here is a Julian Jones. He says he supports affordable housing, but...
I don't think I'll be supporting the loan, but clearly I support affordable housing.
Democrat Mike Ertel, who represents Towson, says enough is enough.
I just don't see why we would continue to want to put more money into this project.
And the Homes of America, I'm sorry, the county housing executive, Terry Hickey, he got into it with Councilman Todd Crandall over this project.
Should the project fail to move forward with Homes for America, and that's their decision, based on financial responsibilities and concerns, the current property owner would have the right to construct an identical building in the configuration that you see on that map. So it is a very real scenario that in several years you would end up with the exact same building in the exact same space, but it wouldn't count, it wouldn't help us, and it may be inaccessible to people in the county.
Mr. Hickey, I have been on this council for 11 years. I've never been threatened like you just threatened this council. To say that we need to do something or else. Wrong path, my friend. Wrong path.
It's not how it was intended, Councilman. I think...
Yeah, that's how I heard it.
I apologize for that, if that's how it was conveyed.
Yeah, you don't need to apologize. I heard it.
Okay.
We all heard it.
Yeah, well, that's how it went down last night. Baltimore County Council. So we'll talk about that and your thoughts as well. On, is it really the county's responsibility to subsidize affordable housing using tax dollars to give to these developers to build these units? Just a question, 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Time for traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update to King of All Traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Northern Baltimore County, a number of trees went down overnight. This one was reported Falls Road in the area of Black Rock Road at Benson Mill Road. Looks like Falls Road may be closed on both sides of the roadway. Big wreck over on the eastern shore. Kent County Route US 301 is shut down now at Route 313, and it's closed both north and southbound. So that's going to be a local issue there, and a lot of commercial traffic up and down that section of 301. So be prepared for that if you're traveling through that area. The report of the broken down vehicle still there. Bottom end of the JFX. Problem is, no cameras on the JFX that work. Haven't worked in, I don't know, since Fred Flintstone was around, I think. Nothing. Last camera we see is at Old Pimlico Road. After that, in the dark, speed cameras, though, they continue to work because they make money. Regular traffic cameras don't. The light is out downtown at Conway Street. At Light Street, I'm sorry. I just go off on a tangent every once in a while. Some slowing on the Beltway still there. Harford Road, interloop through Pikesville and down the west side towards Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a strong to severe thunderstorms possible again today, mostly afternoon, evening hours. Strong winds and heavy rain could lead to flash flooding. More storms again expected Thursday and Friday. Flood watch in effect right now, 77 in Parkville, 77 in Severn. Time once again to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV. Gentlemen, please direct your attention to the center ring under the big top where there is a small EV, and it's packed full of Democrat elected officials and others making a series of left-hand turns in a continuous circle until eventually the EV's charge runs out. and it rolls to a complete stop where out pops Governor Green. Governor Wes Moore being interviewed by Fox 45's Gary Collins about the offshore wind project at a Baltimore industrial site, which, like much like Baltimore's website, it's nowhere to be found.
You know, back in early 2023, you broke ground for a U.S. wind facility at Trade Point Atlanta. Our team has went to the site. It appears mainly dormant at this point. When is the site going to kick off, and when will we see development at that location?
Well, you know, we continue to work with all of our partners to ensure that, as we say, this is a time in our state that we go from no and slow to fast and now. We believe in making sure that we're coming up with a strong energy future for the people of the state, and we're working with all of our partners to make sure that we can deliver that as quickly.
So when will this be delivered, Governor?
Well, again, we're working with all of our partners to make sure we're delivering all of these projects as quickly as possible. I think people are seeing, just like we're seeing with the announcement today around housing, that this is an administration that moves fast, this administration that moves together with all of our partners, and we plan on doing the things we honor.
Wait, this administration moves fast? Westmore's announcement in April of 2023 to transition the state to 100% green energy by 2035, and this is supposed to be a site where offshore wind energy was going to be developed, and so far nothing. So 2 years? Nothing has happened in 2 years? Certainly not fast, and I'm telling you, we've met the male version of Kamala Harris when it comes to word salads, folks. He is Governor Green. I call him that not because of his environmental policies, because he was attending a luxury leadership retreat frequently visited by presidential hopefuls. Back in the car, Wes. It's 8:17, 17 minutes after the hour. We're talking about this project in Red Maple Place, $2 million loaned affordable housing project. And I just really question, again, to me, it just seems as if I remember when I was looking for my first apartment to rent in the Baltimore area. And again, I had X amount of money. I was making X amount in salary. And there were a lot of really nice places that I would love to have lived, but I couldn't afford it. So what did I do? I found a place that met within my budget. Now, some might argue, well, there were more places like that back then, Sean. But again, there's always places you can find to live. There's tons of options. It's just right now we have this movement with Section 8. And remember the old MTO, Move to Opportunity? That was started, decades ago. What's happening is that people want to get out of our cities. Why do they want to get out of our cities? I don't know. Look at the mass shooting in Philadelphia over the weekend. Look at the mass shooting in Chicago over the weekend. Okay? They're not safe. The education systems stink. The infrastructure is crumbling. And people want to get out of our cities, and a lot of times they can't really afford rents in the county or to purchase, for that matter. So that's where the government has come up with this scheme now to force, with these federal consent decrees, counties and other jurisdictions to subsidize, if you will, this, quote, affordable public housing, end of quote, which is really another nice way of saying Section 8. That's exactly what it is. So that's something you want to make sure that you keep on. And it's amazing to me that this was a unanimous vote last night, Democrats and Republicans. Both. In fact, here's a Democrat, Izzy Patoka, talking about one of the reasons why he voted no against the Red Maple Place project in East Towson.
Prices kept escalating, and as prices escalated, the developer wanted the county to pay for it. And we have so many other needs in terms of things that are necessary in Baltimore County, especially during these tough budget times, that subsidizing a developer just, I don't know, I certainly didn't have the appetite for it.
Yeah, nobody has the appetite for it, and now, of course, can't afford it. You talk about affordable housing projects. The county is strapped. The state is strapped. Everybody's broke. Nobody can afford this stuff. So let's go back to square one, figure out how we can get people into housing that they can afford and without putting it on the back of taxpayers. Day 21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland.
Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Get informed opinions on important issues to you. Weekdays on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot at 6 a.m. Rob Carson at noon and Sean Hannity at 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
It is 8:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
That morning backup is still there. It's just a slowdown to usual areas, southbound I-97 at Route 32. It gets better after the bridge at 178. I was just looking here at the interchange at Ritchie Highway and the ramp at Route 50. There's a report of an accident. Apparently it is on Ritchie Highway southbound. So if you're coming down from Arnold Road from College Parkway, there's a backup there. Might be down to just one lane. That's the word we have now for the backup south. And if it's backed up to College Parkway, that's going to take a little while to get south to the ramps around the area of the Severn River Bridge. Let me just make sure one thing here very quickly, just to make sure. Okay, so it's not on the ramp area at the Severn River Bridge. So it's back up there before you get there and after the light at Arnold Road. But that's definitely a problem for the traffic southbound. Big wreck over in the Eastern Shore in Kent County. 301 is blocked in the area at Route 313. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Once again, it's been an unstable weather pattern ever since the remnants of Chantal started moving through the mid-Atlantic. Strong, severe thunderstorms possible again today, mostly this afternoon and evening. Strong winds, heavy rain could lead to flash flooding. More storms expected Thursday and Friday before things clear up Saturday and Sunday. Right now, flood watch is in effect for a lot of low-lying areas throughout the Baltimore Metro. 77 in Columbia. It is 77 in Owings Mills. Joining us now on our hotline, welcoming back to the WCBM Buy Local Spotlight. And every week we shine a light on local businesses that are doing great work right here in our community. This morning we're talking roofing, and I'm joined by Jim Lurch from Wallace Roofing. Jim, good morning. Great to have you.
Well, good morning, Sean. I'm happy to be here.
So let's start with some basics, Jim. Wallace Roofing has become a name a lot of Maryland homeowners have come to know and trust. So what is the Wallace difference?
Sean, we focus on doing things the right way. No shortcuts. It's all about quality craftsmanship and being honest with our customers. We show up on time, we communicate clearly, and we stand behind our work.
And speaking of your work, I imagine you've seen it all: leaks, storm damage, missing shingles. When should a homeowner call you?
Well, if your roof is more than 20 years old, or you're seeing things like stains on the ceiling, missing shingles, or water in the attic, it's time to have it checked out. We offer free inspections, and sometimes it's just a minor repair. But if it's time for a full roof replacement, we'll walk you through the process step by step.
And that kind of straight talk really does, I think, go a long way with our listeners, Jim. Look, you're not in the business of selling. You're in the business of solving people's roofing problems.
Exactly, Sean. We want customers to feel comfortable. We are Maryland's oldest roofing company. We're local. We've been in business for over 94 years, and our reputation matters.
Indeed. I know you've been here for a long time, 30 years on CBM. So for anyone listening right now thinking it might be time to get the roof looked at, how do they reach you?
For a free estimate, call us at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. Or visit us on the web at it's wallaceroofingbaltimore.com.
That's wallaceroofingbaltimore.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the estimates, are they free?
Yes, they are.
Well, there you go. Wallace Roofing, local, experienced, dependable, and that's what Buy Local Spotlight is all about. Jim Leahy, thanks for joining us, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Sean.
This is Jim Lurch from Wallace Roofing, folks, and longtime CBM sponsor, and very glad to have him here on the show. Look, I keep getting asked from a lot of people, and look, and it's mixed here, mixed bag. Look, I understand people don't like to hear any criticism at all of the Trump administration. And look, as I said, I think he's hit a grand slam in 171 days. But my frustration is, and maybe it's with the promising of, you know, when we're going to get to the JFK, RFK, MLK, Jeffrey Epstein. There was a lot of promising made by Trump administration officials and even the president himself on the campaign stump at all the rallies and so on and so forth. And, you know, and he does keep his promises. That's the problem. I mean, when he promises something, that's a big mantra. Promises made, promises kept. And sometimes maybe the good intentions are to keep those promises. And maybe there are things, like I've said for the longest time, like I believe most of these files have been destroyed. So there's no way that you can expect to get to the truth if these files have been destroyed. There's no way. So don't make that promise. And I think the frustration that I have, and many others. In fact, Eddie sums it up. He says, the real problem with the Epstein matter is that the MAGA base is mad and frustrated with seeing so many situations where elites have escaped arrest for any crimes that they committed. Outside of illegals being arrested, who, if anyone, of a high-profile nature have we seen been arrested for committing a crime that the public understands and that and we know about? That's the real problem that faces the Trump administration. No arrests, no high-profile arrests, and business as usual. Now, that may come in the months and years to come in this term. We'll have to wait and see. Good luck getting a conviction in a D.C. court on Brennan and Comey. Good luck with that. So keep that in mind. Up next, Michael Peruca. He'll join us talking about, is it time to reform our court system? Law offices of Michael A. Friedman are there for you 24-7 should you ever need them. They are there. Serious accidents resulting in serious injury do require serious legal representation. Now, how do I know this? Because it's happened in my family. It's happened to a number of WCBM listeners over the years. And Michael and Stephen and Rachel, Albert Friedman and other associate attorneys have been there to help them. Help them to recover. Help them to focus on getting better so they can get back to family, back to work, back to running their business. And you don't have to lift a finger. Michael and his firm will take care of everything, and I mean everything. So we hope that you never need them, but if you do, they're there. Check them out on their website, maflaw.com, or call 410-363-6848. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, sitting in for Bruce, here's Jill Powell.
Good morning. It's 8:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Federal agents arrested two illegal aliens in Indiana Tuesday, including a man released by Maryland authorities despite facing previous charges of murder. ICE identified one of the men as Johnny Handy Martinez Barillas, an MS-13 gang member, they say, who was charged with murder in 2023. ICE reports police in Maryland reneged on an ICE detainer and failed to keep him in custody. Severe storms have left a trail of damage across the Baltimore area. Tuesday afternoon storms brought heavy rain, lightning, and strong winds to the city and surrounding counties, downing trees and power lines. Thousands of BGE customers lost power. Crews hope to have 80% back online by noon today. An investigation underway in Baltimore following the discovery of a body near the campus of Johns Hopkins University. Police were called to 3500 Carnegie Way on Tuesday morning for a report of a body in a creek. Medics responded to the scene and the body was taken to the medical examiner for an autopsy. Police say it's being investigated as a suspicious death. City police are investigating a Tuesday night shooting in West Baltimore. Officers responded to the 1200 block of West North Avenue for a shot spotter alert around 9:20 last night, where they found a man suffering from a gunshot wound. The victim was taken to a hospital in serious condition. No word on what led to the shooting. And overnight summer camps in Maryland are taking a look at their emergency weather safety protocols following the deadly flooding in Texas Friday. Camps have been notifying parents, reminding them of the emergency protocols in place, and have posted the information at the top of their website. It's also the topic of talk at staff meetings. Camp protocols include the tracking of live radar and alerts, a text alert system for staff, and a camp-wide public announcement system. The winning Maryland lottery numbers up next.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 2, 6, 9, pick 4, 4, 7, 5, 8. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Still busy in both the Harvard tunnels. The lanes are open, but it's just been a really heavy morning, and it's still there from right around Erdman Avenue on 895. And 95 still moving south from the Eastern Avenue Bridge. The right tube is a little bit slow now going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but everybody's coming out on the south end. They don't see any problems there. And then looking at the junction at 95 Russell Street, 395, there is slowing for the traffic coming into the city. And I think part of the problem was the traffic light was a problem at Conway Street and Light Street. So there is a backup there. You can take the ramp and go up and use Dr. King and then make a right turn there and head in on Pratt Street if you're coming into the downtown area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are weather alert once again for your Wednesday, tracking the potential for some strong to severe thunderstorms Wednesday afternoon into the evening time. More damaging wind, and we do have the potential for heavy rain as well that could lead to flash flooding. Storms continue on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Grieben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds will send Tomo Sugano to the hill tonight at 635, hoping the right-hander can reverse the trend of his last five outings. Sugano with an 887 earned run average since June 5th. Despite the bullpen squandering a four-run lead last night in the Mets' loss 7-6, manager Mancelino was buoyed by the performance of his starter Brandon Young.
We got a schedule to go back in on Sunday, the last day for the All-Star break, so there's a lot of confidence for him tonight. I think you guys kind of saw the aura he kind of had on the mound.
Young with an immaculate inning last night, 9 pitches, 9 strikes, only the 5th in Baltimore history. Off the field, a major injury update for the Birds on catcher Gary Sanchez. The right knee injury that he suffered last week could end his season after just 29 games played for the club. Interim manager Mancelino said the right PCL sprain will sideline Sanchez for at least 8 to 10 weeks.
It is going to be tough. I mean, he's been swinging the bat so good. He's carried us, hit a lot of big homers, carried us in a lot of ways. But
about 12 weeks are left in the regular season. Elsewhere in baseball, Brewers phenom pitcher Jacob Mizorowski has taken the National League by storm the last couple of weeks. Facing the Dodgers last night in L.A., the leadoff batter, though, was Shohei Ohtani.
This is like Ohtani facing himself.
Mizorowski to Ohtani. A high fly ball, deep center field. It is gone!
Ohtani greets the rookie with a majestic blast.
Call on the MLB Network, but that was it for Los Angeles. Mazeroski with 12 strikeouts in six innings. The Brewers beat the Dodgers 3-1. Today's the day Ravens fans can get their free training camp passes and parking. PSL owners beginning at 9 a.m. General public beginning at 11 a.m. Just go to www.baltimoreravens.com/training camp or the Ravens mobile app. Meanwhile, Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow is in the news, revealing on the Netflix show, the quarterback that the Netflix show is called Quarterback. That was released yesterday. I'm going to play this theme song here for a moment, and you'll get my drift. Last December, a home burglary made Burrow change his mind about a big purchase. Burrow canceled his previous purchase of a replica Batmobile. The decision came after his Cincinnati home was broken into last December while the Bengals were on the road playing the Cowboys. The time now is 8:37, and that, my friends, is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. So, in the last 171 days, looking at the 700 federal judges, there were 40 nationwide injunctions slapped against President Trump and his executive orders, 35 of which came from five states, including the state of Maryland. The Supreme Court decision recently said, can't do it. Can't have nationwide injunctions. You can have an injunction at the district level, but not nationwide. And already someone is trying to slap an injunction, I think, on Massachusetts on the provision defunding Planned Parenthood in the One Big Beautiful Bill. Joining us now on the hotline from the Institute of the Constitution is our constitutional expert, Michael Peruca. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Sean. How are you doing today?
We're doing A-OK. And this judicial activism on steroids is, by the way, it's causing a huge problem in conducting the affairs of government, the affairs of our country. So we have the Supreme Court ruling, which should help. But are there other ways around it, in your opinion? Can these federal district judges continue to cause problems?
Well, yeah. Well, some people are going to call it problems, and some people, you know, obviously are arguing the other way. It's an interesting situation. You know, the starting point for the federal judiciary is actually the U.S. Constitution, Article 3, which is where the federal judiciary is created, if you will. But the only court that the Constitution directly creates in Article 3. Is the Supreme Court of the United States, and then what it says is it establishes any inferior courts that Congress would like to establish and ordain. So all other federal courts except the Supreme Court of the United States are really creatures of Congress. Congress can make them exist. Congress can make them go away if it desires to. And Congress can alter their jurisdiction. It could say, you won't hear, for example, it could have said back in the day, if they wanted to put the abortion question, for example, back down to the states, Congress could have always said, well, they could have passed the legislation that said that is outside the jurisdiction of the federal courts. And then by act of that law, the abortion would have stayed in the state. So that's the Congress's authority in this matter. So right. A lot of times when Congress points the blame at the judiciary, it's really Congress's failure to act that really is in question.
Yeah, but it's happened in the past. I mean, you point out that it's Congress's role to create actually delete the inferior courts. And I think there was one time that there were, seven circuit courts, and then we expanded to nine. Was it true that one time Supreme Court justices got out of Washington and they would sit on the circuit courts themselves?
Well, I think so. There's a long and very involved history because Congress began to establish the courts back. I think the first act was the Judiciary Act of 1789, and then there's been judiciary acts since then, which as the country has grown, as territories have increased in population, there have been developed into a patchwork of courts. There are actually 94 federal district courts in the United States, and they're organized under 12 federal courts of appeal, or what we call federal circuit courts. And we often hear about the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit is really huge. It involves not only the whole West Coast but the Pacific Northwest. And I believe Nevada and Arizona. It's just a kind of a monster, and all of this could use organization. But what happened a few weeks ago with these nationwide injunctions that some courts had granted? I think three federal district court judges issued what they called nationwide injunctions, or now they're calling them universal injunctions, to kind of interrupt Trump's birthright citizenship executive order. So that's what caused the latest dust up.
Yeah.
And what the Supreme Court held was that the federal district courts lack the authority to issue universal instructions, because just like we were saying before, Congress has to give them the authority. It said Congress has granted federal courts no such power. So they're limited to resolving the cases and controversies that are before them. And not, the holding was that the court cannot issue injunctions that are broader than necessary to provide complete relief with respect to each plaintiff that is standing to sue. So, in other words, the courts can only have the authority to determine cases and controversies that are before them, not that are potentially, that are not before them.
Right. That has to percolate, as they say, up through the court system. More with Michael Bruca, Institute on the Constitution, here in just a moment. Let's pause for an update. Traffic weather on the threes now with the latest. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
The Sky Ramp area, northbound 95 coming into Camden Yards, which is the ramp that takes you onto 395 north, is backed up. The problem is the traffic light was malfunctioning at Conway Street at Light Street. That's over at Harbor Place. And because of that, wasn't sure if the light was completely out, somebody directing traffic. But either way, it's affecting 395 north. So right now, it looks like if you would take the ramp, it would take you up onto Dr. King and then make a right-hand turn on Pratt Street. That might save you a little bit of time, but there definitely is a backup there as you're coming off of 95. The exit ramp from 95 south onto Russell Street and eventually onto the BW parking, that's a long single-lane ramp backed up, and it's slow. It's moving, but it's slower than it has been in the last hour or so. Big wreck on the eastern shore in Kent County. 301 is closed in the area at Route 313. They're still slowing on Ritchie Highway southbound heading towards Annapolis. The accident is before Route 50 and after the light at Arnold Road. Pretty good size backup southbound through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We're expecting more strong, severe thunderstorms a little bit later on this afternoon or this evening. Strong winds, heavy rain could lead to flash flooding. In fact, a flood watch is in effect for the Baltimore metro area for those low-lying areas near the rivers and bay. 78 right now in Owings Mills. It is 79 in Annapolis. On our hotline is Michael Bruca of the Institute on the Constitution. You mentioned the birthright citizenship case, and they did not rule on the merits on that in the nationwide injunction case. That's what spawned the case to come before the court. But Michael, let me ask you your reading. How do you think the court, because they will eventually have to take this up again, it'll percolate before the Supreme Court. This has been established now since the 14th Amendment has been in place, that and basically we've allowed it to happen, in which two individuals who may not be U.S. citizens or be legal immigrants to the country, or whatever the case may be, get into the United States, and a baby is born here, we've treated it as if it is a citizen. That's not the intent of the 14th Amendment. How did it get so distorted?
So you're right, by the way. I don't think the language of the Constitution of the 14th Amendment really does allow that. But as you say, it has been held, and it's become custom, because nobody remembers the right way anymore, in a sense. But the 14th Amendment, the words subject to the jurisdiction thereof, which is what follows, is citizens born in people born in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, must mean something. And we've talked about this before. Those who passed the 14th Amendment were trying to provide for the former slaves to be citizens.
Correct.
And so the structure of that language was in order to facilitate that. But it was never to allow for the situation that you just described. And then, which gets worse with the whole idea of anchor babies, you know, once the child is declared a U.S. citizen, then there's a clamoring for the parents to be brought in as U.S. citizens for the same. So what you have is a system that's evolved into something that actually aids and abets wrongdoing rather than stopping it.
Now, it's chain migration, but I would think that, do you think the Supreme Court, when it gets there, they're going to look at when the 14th Amendment went into place, and still Native Americans were not considered citizens of the United States until a case much later on, I think in the early 1900s, when they were ruled that they could be citizens of the United States. So the 14th Amendment established that if you were born on U.S. soil, you're a native, you're a citizen. That wasn't necessarily true for Native Americans, was it?
I think the way you described it is correct. They provided in the Constitution, like in the Commerce Clause, it talks about trade and commerce with the Indian nation. So, the 14th Amendment is something that is a very interesting piece of American history, and it is fraught with difficulties. There is a whole body of argument out there that says that it was never actually voted on and confirmed. So there's arguments that question the whole validity of the 14th Amendment, not just the citizenship clause.
Yeah. Well, that's a fascinating argument, and one that I guess we'll have to dig up for another day, because we're out of time for this segment. But listen, thanks again. And where can people learn more about learning about the Constitution and studying the U.S. Constitution and the Maryland State Constitution?
Well, thank you, because there are classes that are being formed all the time and going on. And people can go to instituteontheconstitution.com. Or they can go to theamericanview.com, same place. But Institute on the Constitution will get you there. And I know it's a long address, but you only have to type it in once. We look forward to being able to help people to gather the tools they need to hold their elected representatives accountable.
Very good. Michael Peruca from the Institute of the Constitution. Always a pleasure. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you very much, Sean. Take care.
All right, you do. Have a blessed day. It's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at more carjacking issues in Baltimore City. If you fly a lot, you won't have to take your shoes off anymore. We'll explain. It's 8:50. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Is your home ready for another hot summer? At Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, we've been keeping our customers feeling comfy and happy for over 32 years. How about a $69 AC checkup for starters? And mention WCBM and get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. We also do boilers, ductless mini splits, repairs, replacements, and custom ductwork. We do it all. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. We're licensed, insured, and proud to hold a triple BA+ rating. Metropolitan Plumbing, where comfort meets craftsmanship.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
When you speed, you have less time to react. Follow the speed limit to keep other road users safe. Speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
The Rob Carson Show.
Democrats, pay attention to me because you've been brainwashed. For the last 9 years, your party has been telling you that Donald Trump and his followers are Hitler, that they are white supremacists, and you've bitten every single time they've told you that CRT and DEI are good. They'll bring us together, but they've only divided us. They've told you all this to soften you up so you will follow them anywhere.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:52. Got a text here from one of our listeners, Michelle, writing, now I understand why the Democrats are using the 14th Amendment for illegals. The Democrats needed the slaves to pick their crops. Now they're saying we need the illegals to pick their crops. They're looking at the illegals the same way they looked at the slaves. Well, kind of. It's the Democrat plantation, as we've discussed for years, where they're kept on the plantation, they're kept poor, they're kept uninformed, and all you need to do is show up to vote every 2 years, and that's the way it goes. Michelle also asked, what about the stories that Texas was cloud seeding due to the drought? Yeah, there was a individual I saw testify the other day, or an interview, I should say, in which they said there was cloud seeding going on the drought, but it would not produce anywhere near the amount of rain that fell. They're saying that scientifically, I saw the whole presentation, that maybe if you're lucky, you get a couple inches from cloud seeding, not 20 inches or so from cloud seeding. So if you are buying that scientific excuse, then cloud seeding is not the culprit. This was just, once again, Mother Nature. And there's not much you can do to stop Mother Nature, that's for sure. It's 8:53. Traffic weather on the threes now with the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
The same thing happened in New Mexico yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, all that heavy rain. I mean, that's flat land. Once it starts raining downhill, look out.
Exactly. And then, of course, the water's going to, when it jumps the banks, it's got nowhere else to go, and then it crests and eventually recedes. But when you have that kind of flat land, you don't have any higher elevation, it can be pretty devastating.
Sure. Like they said, that area has flooded every 10 years for the last 100 years. So they didn't cloud seed back then.
True.
What are you going to? All right, 95. Sky ramp coming into 395. That's slow. It's up towards the convention center, Camden Yards. The problem was the traffic light had a problem at Conway Street at Light Street. So that traffic on Conway Street trying to get over towards Harbor Place was having a problem. You have to kind of work your way around. You can take the ramp to Dr. King, go up to Pratt Street, work your way in from there. But this ramp is backed up, and then 95 North is a little bit slow. Still backed up and slow on the approaches to both the Harbor Tunnels. That's going to be around a little while longer, still 15 to 20 minutes. As you're coming south, some areas are slowing on the Beltway. Late accident, Ritchie Highway southbound before you get down to the ramp at Route 50. That's backed up and was backed up towards College Parkway. Big wreck on the eastern shore, Kent County. U.S. 301 is still affected. Both sides of the road at Route 313. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. We get strong, severe thunderstorms possible again today with, wind gusts and heavy rain could lead to flash flooding in low-lying areas and by the rivers and by the bay, etc. And that should be in the afternoon or evening. More storms expected Thursday and or Friday. Right now we're looking at 80 in flood watch conditions in the city, 80 in Middle River. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, a 72-year-old woman in Montana got pinned under her riding mower when it tipped over, but two 14-year-old boys saved her life. She got pinned under the side, not the blades, thank God. It took five people to lift it off, and she spent 4 days in the hospital with a bruised rib cage and fractured spine. But good news, she's okay. She's going to make a full recovery. Here's the woman who was trapped, Kyle Geyer, and one of the boys that saved her, Danny Fair, talking about what happened.
I went down several feet, but the rock stopped the lawnmower from going the rest of the way, so it just rolled over on its side, and I was trapped underneath it. And we figure I was there for about 4 hours. I thought I was on my last breath, and then I saw my heroes come.
So I was basically telling her, you're not going to die. You're going to stay with us. I feel like there was some sort of divine intervention to make me look at that hillside and see her.
They will be with me for the rest of my life.
Wow, incredible story. By the way, JB sent me a solution to the unaffordable housing problem in Baltimore County. He says the Baltimore port has thousands of shipping containers that could be turned into homes. And initially, I thought he was being facetious. And then he sent me a link to something called backcountrycontainers.com. And these are like, they're like mobile homes. Okay? They're pretty nice. You can get a home, 20-foot home, a 40-foot home, ready to ship. I think it's one of them, I can't remember which one, is $68,000. That's the 40-foot container cabin. Comes with a bunch of stuff. Bathroom, open concept bedroom, living space, kitchen, garage space. It looks pretty nice. These are containers that have been converted into, like, mobile homes. So maybe the county should factor that in. Who knows? Carjack City had another one. Four teenagers arrested after being found in a stolen car along with an illegal firearm in Bolton Hill. Again, the problem is they're released on ankle monitors, if at all. In some cases, just released back to parents who are neglectful or unobservant or don't care. And I've always said the first time is when you catch their attention. The first time they get caught carjacking or stealing or whatever the case may be, you slap the cuffs on them, you throw them in the lockup, you scare the living daylights out of them. But the last thing you do is let them go with a slap on the wrist. Currently, Maryland's DGS decides how to proceed with juvenile cases. Some states' attorneys argue this decision should not rest solely with the DGS, but should be with a state's attorney or something else. Here's city state's attorney, Ivan Bates.
So what we're saying, if they change their policy that says if it's a violent crime, if it's a felony, or it's a handgun, every single case should go before the juvenile magistrate or the court. Allow a third party to make that decision.
Yeah, the DGS has proven that they're incapable of making a smart decision when it comes with the public safety. And the new secretary over there, Betsy Fox Tolentino, doesn't sound like she's warming to that argument.
I'm going to listen to ideas that all our stakeholders have, and I'll evaluate it and see if it's something that we can operationalize or if it's something that, you know, is outside the scope of our current framework.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. Schiraldi and the new boss, Tolentino, they are basically just echoing and reverberating the thoughts and ideology of the man at the top. That's Governor Wes Moore. So we're never going to have a change in the juvenile injustice system unless we change Governor Moore's mind or unless we change the governor, one or both. And by the way, great news here. The U.S. Supreme Court greenlights the Trump federal government purge. with mass layoffs and overhaul. That's now back on track in 20 different federal agencies. By the way, it was an 8-1 ruling. The only dissent, Ketanji Brown Jackson, even Sonia Sotomayor had to tell her, hey, look, you're off on this one. I don't think you talk about not ready for prime time. Ketanji Brown Jackson proves each and every day that she is shouldn't not even be on the Supreme Court. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick coming up. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.